The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Ottawa Cyclones. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my right. Tom Counts with you. And Gus, little crazy train in the background. A crystal clear blue sky. The sun starting to set as we're already in September. Boy, it's ready. It's time. It's the right place to be high school football tonight.
It's hard to believe it's already high school football season. And we kind of had a nice little flyover of our own over here as Kansas is playing just down the way, getting ready to start their season. Yeah, but it is.
I thought those F-16s were for us.
I thought they were maybe for you.
Yeah.
Taking a look at the temperature right now, 88 degrees here in Ottawa. Wind out of the south-southwest at 8 miles per hour, feels like 89, 39% humidity. 29.96 on the barometer right now. So,
by the way, if you're from western Kansas, 39%, just so you know, is very low humidity here in the Northeast. It is perfect. You got a couple of teams getting together today that began the 2022 season the same way, playing one another, but back at Amelia Earhart Stadium.
Yeah, back on September the 2nd of last year, we were in Atchison, and, well, it was the Phoenix coming away with a 31-24 victory in that one. Atchison went on to have a spectacular season as they went all the way to the playoffs, lost to a really good St. James team. For Ottawa, they're looking to build on a season last year that just wasn't that great. They found themselves finishing the season at 2-7 last year.
You got a couple of head coaches for these two teams who combined for about 1,006 yards of head coaching experience. Jim Smith for Atchison, Walt Alexander here at Ottawa. We're set to go. It'll be the Phoenix putting a toe to the football to get things underway. And you have some, we don't see often in high school or any other football. We've got three return men back deep inside the 5-yard line. It's going to be Colton Bonnell putting a toe to it for AHS. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. High school football season about ready to get underway. And we'll be talking about this facility here. It's magnificent. Here's the kick, and
the white hat. Yeah, for some reason, the white hat went ahead and killed it. It's not that the ball rolled off the tee or anything. So Bonnell will reset, and they're ready to go. Back deep for the Cyclones, Nate Sims is going to be their main guy. Cole McGrath is in the middle, and over there on the far side, you're going to see Mitch Long, number three. So they're going to go 3, 4, and 10 in the middle.
And here's the boot. It is going to bound at the 20, roll around at the 19, be scooped up across the 25, 35, 45, 50. He's going to go. There's going to be your first touchdown of the year. It is an 82-yard kickoff return. Nate Sims, he didn't dart left. He didn't dart right. He went left toward a setting sun.
Yeah, that time what they did was, as soon as he got the kickoff, they kind of set a little bit of a wall, and Atchison vacated their lanes and tried to run around the wall, and all of a sudden he said, hey, watch this. I'm telling you, never broke probably about a five-foot line all the way down the field.
Oh, an incredible beginning to 2023. The opening kickoff of the season returned for the score. Now the PAT effort for Ottawa. We are 12 seconds into this game. It is down, it is up, it is good. Joseph, quickly as that, we're taking our first break. With 11:48 to go in the opening quarter, Ottawa has raced out in front. Cyclone 7, Atchison nothing.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Welcome back. Ottawa, Kansas. This is where the excitement is happening early in the ballgame tonight. Ottawa going from left to right across your dial. There's a little bit of a breeze, Gus mentioned a moment ago, and it's going to be directly down the field, and it will be at Ottawa's back. And you can tell for the Cyclones, it's their first kickoff of the season because they're running the 11th guy out here as everybody else is looking around for him.
You know, I like how the kicker sits here, and he's going to count, make sure he's got 11 red hats or at least 10 in front of him.
That's always a good place to be. So for Atchison, you've got Lance Norris and Zamar Hernandez settling in for the Phoenix at their own 5-yard line. Kicking the ball away for Ottawa. Going to be
10.
Navarro. Josu Navarro. Right foot soccer style. Advances, boots away. It'll be in an angle to the near side. It'll be fielded by an up man. We're Atchison at the 16-yard line. Goes across the field to the 20. Looks for a block. Hit from behind. A drop down from behind at the 26-yard line.
That time the kicker able to get down there and make the stop for Ottawa. And for Atchison, they're going to start their first offensive possession of the season at their own 26.
That was Aiden Reband, one of the up men who took that somewhat short kick and brought it back. And Phoenix have their offense out of the field, but they find themselves already trailing in the ball game. It is 7-0 Ottawa, just moments in. Atchison will run this club with a single man to the backfield next to quarterback Trey Carter. Little wraparound handoff to Jayden. He's going to lose 4 or 5. Trey Carter hands off to his running back, Jayden Carter. And when he looked up, Gus, nothing but opponent's jerseys up there. Tommy Evans, big nose tackle. We talk about big. These guys have some very nice size, Ottawa does, across the front and at some of their other skill positions. Second down, long. Carter's back to throw. Launching deep down the right side. He's got Purdy down there as it interferes. Of course it is. The only option downfield for Ottawa was to jump in front and kind of tackle him before the ball got there, because otherwise he was going to catch that and go 70, 80 yards.
Yeah, Jeter had done a great job getting behind his defender. The ball was underthrown a little bit, so as he turned around to come back to the football, the defender said, well, I'm not going to let you make this big catch. Atchison going to net themselves a first down. Should be marked out right around the 40. Yeah, they're going to mark it down and just shy of the 40 at the 39.
Okay, Jim Smith, an experienced head coach. You know, he's sitting there looking at the guys, looking at the numbers, and he's going, now, Jeter, what is he, 6'3" or something? And the guy out there covering him, Mitch Long, is 5'8". And those are, you got to remember, those are football program numbers. Quarterback's going to play one over to the right flat. It's going to be Zamar catching it to the 45 and bumped out of bounds across midfield. It'll be another first and 10. Atchison on a 13-yard pass and carry. Carter to the right side to Hernandez.
So right now, by running some of these quick passes, trying to soften up the defense, is going to open up some of that running back in the middle.
And Atchison quickly. This time, the handoff is going to go to Jayden, and he will bounce into the right side, inside the 45-yard line, take him down to the 44, a gain of quick three. and Atchison going no huddle. They are incredibly quickly back up over the football.
Yeah, and right now you're trying to wear down Ottawa, get them a little confused, and maybe get somebody to miss an assignment on the back end.
Jay-Z Kelly to the right side. Quarterback's back looking for Jay-Z. Throwing for Jay-Z. He's down at the 10-yard line. A leaping catch inside the 5 at the 4-yard line. 6'1" junior Jay-Z Kelly beats the 5'8" cornerback.
That time, Aiden Finch, the far side corner, trying to make a play, but what a job by Jay-Z to go up, high point it with both hands, rip it out of the sky, and Atchison quickly up in the power eye.
And they are going to just punch this thing in. That snap is back. It's on the ground, and Ottawa's going to take it away. The snap was back in kind of a wildcat to the tail running back.
Carter got it back.
That was a great play by Trey to cover that thing up. Having second and goal now from the 5-yard line. That ball just hit the running back in the hands. It bounded away. They're going to try the same alignment. Snap back to Jaden. He will bounce right, cut into the middle, put a head down, penalty marker sail as he's going to be stopped short of the end zone. You usually expect a hold or something there, don't you?
I'm not so sure it's not just an illegal formation. Right? Because
line judge on the left side made
almost,
that call.
That flag almost came in as soon as that ball was snapped. Now they're going to call holding against Atchison. I just didn't think there was enough time by the time the ball was snapped and that flag came out.
So Atchison, after having moved briskly downfield and get the ball inside the 5-yard goal, two errant plays, and now they're going to be back second and goal, 12 yards out. We're at 10 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 7-0 Ottawa in front. The Phoenix threaten. And again, Atchison going to go this time again to Trey Carter, quarterback. There was movement to the backfield, no penalty marker down. Trey's going to keep it himself, go straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Atchison! Because I thought the Phoenix had moved in the backfield.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure Ottawa didn't think that, too, because everybody kind of stood up as Carter ran into the end zone, and he finally got tripped up right about the 1-yard line as he fell in. But he went 10, 11 yards before anybody even got near him. So a touchdown for Atchison brings them back to within one right here.
At Colton Funnell, he's in the game looking to tie it up. The right-foot soccer-style kicker. The sun at his back, the placement is down, and the kick on its way, and he got it. We're taking another break, Joseph. Couple of possessions, couple of touchdowns. We've got some offense tonight. 10:06 to go in the opening quarter. It is Atchison 7, Ottawa 7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Ottawa, Kansas. We are less than 2 minutes into the game. We're 2 touchdowns into the season. And Atchison is going to be set to kick it off for the second time tonight. Do you think the special teams coaching staff has had a few quick chats with the kick coverage group?
I don't remember that. Last year's game started with a kickoff return for a touchdown, too. All right, so now is this the time where now you do that high short kick or, you know, try to get cute with the kickoff?
Yeah, maybe you can onside that kick. Who knows? Three men back deep once again for Ottawa. Atchison kicking into a very light breeze, and there's the boot ending high, and this time it's going to be caught on the run at the 14. Straight ahead to the 20, 25, and tackled at the 28-yard line. We will see the first offensive snap of the evening by the Cyclones. Big crowd here tonight for Ottawa. Just after that last Atchison possession, they are very quiet. I count a moment ago, 67 fans already on hand for Atchison sitting over the stands. They're, I think, very pleased to see their team bounce back so quickly. Ottawa, by the way, I don't know. I'm going to get your opinion. I like the uniform. It is jet black jerseys and pants with bright red helmets, lettering, and trim. Here's a little handoff into the left side of the line and a quick hitter for four up to the 32-yard line, taking it off the left guard.
Yeah, it's a very, very Rossville-looking uniform.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. T-Tech kind of sorted with the black and red combination. Atchison in white from head to toe. Helmets, jerseys, pants, shoes, socks, all white with red lettering a trim. Second down, a half a dozen. Quarterback drops it, picks it up, gets hit in the backfield, swamped inside the 30, and it's going to bring up a third down and 11.
The first guy back there, Deacon Stout, along with Levante McGowan. A little double team on the stop right there, and it's a big play for Ottawa already because we're looking now at a third and long moments into this drive.
Speaking of big guys, Landon Bell's going to check in for Atchison, the 6'2", 255-pound junior. And he's going to kind of get right in the middle and anchoring that defensive front. Atchison in what, 34 defense? Snap back, quarterback play action is going to keep it himself and go straight ahead, pick up about five. And, yeah, he got hit really hard. And that was the guy who just came in, Landon Bell. And, Miles Greenlee out there.
So, with the fourth down, we're going to see Ottawa bring in their punt unit. Drive, their first offensive drive, doesn't look so great.
Fourth down and five. Here comes the Ottawa kicking unit. Zamar and Lance back for Atchison. Nate Sims is your punter. Oh, he got a nice kick away. It's high. Fair catch called for. Zamar will take it at the 35-yard line. So Hernandez is able to settle underneath it. You can tell with the high hang time, he was going to have no opportunity to get a return before kick coverage. He got downfield, and Atchison will have its second possession. 8 minutes and 21 seconds to go in this opening quarter. It's a 7-7 ball game here in Ottawa, Kansas. Gus, you were talking before the ball game. We know about Atchison in the Meadowlark Conference, but Ottawa in the Frontier Conference. And we'll talk about them a little bit here in this opening quarter. Right now, though, on a first down call, Atchison's going to send one receiver way wide to the right, one way wide to the left. Now they'll bring Hernandez in motion to step his back. Carter drops it, picks it up. It's on the ground. He covers it, and he's going to be buried for the loss tonight.
Yeah, tough break right there. A little miscommunication between the quarterback and the center. Atchison lucky to hold on to that football. It's going to bring up a second and 16. You talk about the teams in this Frontier League, Baldwin, Bonner Springs, Eudora. You've got Lewisburg, Paola, Spring Hill, and Tonganoxie. Just some teams that Atchison over the years has seen.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. A couple of Huron teams here. Quarterback play action. Back to throw. Going deep over the middle. He was pretty. Got him. It's going to be into the end zone. Nothing but over the shoulder catch and coast to coast. Make that 72.
Yeah, what a job right there by Jeter Purdy. He caught that thing in stride, and there was no catching him. And he'll walk into the end zone, and Atchison pushes that lead up now to, 13-7 with the PAT coming.
Okay, teams are already looking at Atchison and saying, deep threat passing offense.
Well, they've got such good size out there at the wide receiver. You've got Purdy. You've got J.D. Kelly, who made that real nice reception. You've got Zamar Hernandez, who can just run away from you. And a guy we haven't seen yet is Eric Smith at 6'3".
Colton Bonnell in for another kick. It is away. It is again good. And where's Joseph taking another break? It is an offensive night here in Ottawa, Kansas. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison 14, Cyclone 7.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, after what was for the Phoenix a rough start, they've come back to score back-to-back touchdowns on the next two possessions. What, 2.5 minutes?
Yeah, 2 minutes and 29 seconds between scores, and Ottawa had a full possession in between there, okay?
Here comes the Colton final kickoff. At this rate, guys, Colton's going to need an ice pack for his toe. Here's the advance and a boot away. Very similar, in over in, and it'll be taken this time at the 11-yard line. Now cut to the middle following the wedge, and he busts through it again. But this time, a nice tackle from behind by the special teams at the 36-yard line. That was a good job by Atchison and Jack Bilderback making a tackle.
So right now, we're seeing Ottawa run that wedge, right?
Yeah.
And back in the day, they used to have the player that was always the wedge buster, right? Because the guy that was just going to fly down as fast and hard as he could and hit the front of that wedge and try to blow it all up. Don't really see that position as much because it wasn't exactly the smartest thing in the world.
Well, it's no joy to be that guy.
I don't know. There were some.
First and 10, the handoff into the right side of the line, nothing. They just run into a wall, and again, for the Atchison, you got big guys like Levante McGowan making a stop. The running back, Dante Silvey, 5'11 and a 180.
Right now, on that front line, you've got Levante McGowan. Landon Bell is out there, and the other guy on that front line is going to be number 85, Eric Smith, at 6'3", 210 pounds.
Second down, and they're going to give him yards. Second down and about nine. Quarterback is going to roll to the left. It's the wide side of the field. Now he's going to stop. He's in trouble. He's going to be hit. He's going to be spun. He's going to be dropped. He's going to lose five.
That time, great job by the defensive end over there. That was Eric Smith. As the quarterback was trying to run a boot pass, he was trying to get out past the hash, but Eric Smith did a great job of sealing that off, forcing the quarterback into the middle of the field to play. And there was nothing doing for him right there. It's coming up to make the stop. You had Landon Bell along with the Miles Greenley in there.
Here's what it looked like to me was a part of the problem with that play. As the quarterback was rolling to the left, he had a big defender, a blocker right in front of him. He was trying to look around him. But rolling left, and there's a right-handed quarterback. He couldn't get that arm around to get a pass let go.
So right now for Ottawa, some of the smartest thing they've done is just slow down on the offensive end. And as far as getting the play call sent in, now they're looking at already a 3rd and 13.
Wraparound handoff, running back straight ahead, gets one. They had two receivers wide to the right, one to the left, and they just go straight into the middle, and it is 4th and 10. Carter.
Yeah. Carter Gilmore comes up and makes the stop right there for the Phoenix. Going to bring up another 4th down for Ottawa. They'll set to punt it away, and I feel like we're going to spend a lot of time tonight talking about this return duo of Zamar Hernandez and Lance Norris.
I've got to tell you a little secret. One of those two guys got a break one here before the night's over. Here's the kick away. This is really high, really short. Norris is going to run up and mishandles it. It's on the ground, and I think he's able to come back and make a nice recovery. Pick up about 9 yards on the bounce in the opposite direction, and Atchison's able to retain possession of the football. That thing was spinning violently. It was a hard ball to field.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened to Hernandez on the kick before that when he had to call the fair catch. It's because these kicks are short, but they're really high, and those guys are able to get down on coverage.
Here comes the Atchison offense. 2 possessions, 2 touchdowns, still 5:50 to go in the opening quarter, 14-7. Phoenix in front on the road here today. Receivers, 1 to the left, it's a short side, 2 to the right, way out beyond the hash marks. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Trey will turn a little sideways, spin into the line, get up beyond the 45, but stopped around the 46. 2 very, very hard-earned yards.
Yeah, nothing going in the middle right there. The tackle on the play for Ottawa is going to be the cornerback, Aiden Finch.
Looks to me like the guys are having a little conversation already out of the field out here, too. This game is still very early. It is young game. Uh-oh, there's no coverage over to the wide side, but Atchison's going to hand it off to Zamar. He'll go to the right, get to the 50, and lean forward for the 1st and 10, just shy of the Cyclone 45-yard line. Phoenix are going to move the sticks. Atchison very quickly over to the left side. Because they have brought a receiver into the game that I'm not picking up with, a number 18 on my little score sheet here. Wraparound handoff is play action. Back to throw Carter. He'll short arm it, and it's going to come up short to Jeter around the 1st down stick, 2nd and 10. Kind of tried to go a little sidearm, and it came up just a little bit short. Jeter make a diving effort to come back for the ball, but couldn't get there. Is that 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Atchison to the left side with Jay-Z. The trips to the left, one to the right. Here's a very late pitch. And upfield to the 45. Markers are down. It's going to be a hold against Atchison as they try to get to the outside.
Do you feel like right now Atchison's just kind of playing around?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, it's, hey, I feel like we should run the ball because why not? But if we really want to go ahead and score this, we'll just drop back and we'll throw it down the field and nobody's going to be able to stop our receivers. Am I wrong with that assessment at this point?
Atchison's brought Aiden Rebant into the ballgame again. We had him in a couple of plays here a bit earlier, and he was the man on that carry there. But his effort is going to be lost as an illegal use of hands by Atchison is going to move the ball back, and let's see where they ultimately are going to spot that thing down. Across the 50, back into Atchison.
You got this thing like a
territory.
44, maybe?
Yeah. All the way back to the 44-yard line. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Second down and 20 is really not a big deal for Atchison the way they've moved the football so far tonight. Receiver stacked against the sideline on the far side. Quarterback is back. He'll get it away. Takes a short man, 45, 50, 45, and dancing up the far sideline. That tackle is made 5-6 yards out of play over on the track. And it's going to be short of the first down, but a gain of about 15.
And that player, once he hit over there on that side, a little slow to get up, but now he will, and they'll say, hey, let's give you a breather for one play. I like that, though. It's a quick pass out there into the flat, right? All your receivers run down the field. The safeties are bailing out, expecting that deep pass that Atchison has hit a few times already today. And then what do? You check it down underneath to the receiver in the flat, and does a nice job of taking that. It's your...
Okay. Oh, okay. Over there. Second down and a long five for Atchison. They're just short, or rather third down, just short of the 40-yard line of Ottawa. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Opening quarter's taking a while. There's, again, movement to the backfield. Again, there's no penalty down. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Cut to the left side. Get inside the 40. Going to be short of the first down. Atchison's going to run this. They'll go for it down here.
Yeah, that might have been the... That might have been the first third down of the day for Atchison, but now they're looking at a fourth and short, and they're going to quickly race up over the football.
Everybody stacked in into the middle. A snap is going to go back, and Atchison is going to be very close. Maybe on a second effort, does he get it? You say no.
Nope.
Ottawa's fans say no. The officials step up over to football, and they're going to look this thing over, and they're going to look really hard, and...
Gonna measure it. He gave him an excellent spot.
Yeah.
I don't think he got it.
Oh, I don't know. That's really. Walt, I think he got
look,
it.
Look, Walt got his offense out on the field. He doesn't think it's even close.
Yeah, that's
I didn't
coach
think
stuff.
It was either.
That's coach stuff. Come on, you know how it is.
You're gonna see him get about as red as that end zone.
I think he just scooted it back. It's short. So there you go. The Atchison offense coming up a little bit short on that fourth down play, and Ottawa. Big for them.
Yeah, that was a huge stop right there. Atchison coming up with their first third down and then subsequently went for it on fourth down and didn't get it. It's a turnover on down. But I'm going to tell you, that whole formation that they've been running on the short yardage situations, I'm going to go ahead and just tear those couple pages out of the book and talk about them next year.
Nate Sims, Jaden Knapp, the two running backs for quarterback Zaytan Vink. Vink goes back to throw. He's got tons of time, and he is going deep. He's got two receivers. Caught over the shoulder to 20-15. 10-5. Touchdown, Ottawa. 63 yards on the strike, and it was a foot race. Nate Sims got a step, and you cannot throw a ball more
good. He had two receivers right there. Both of them run under the football, and when it's all said and done, Nate Sims comes away with his second touchdown of the afternoon. Evening, I guess. Tomorrow will be afternoon.
3:54 to go in this opening quarter. PAT for the tie. It'll be held by the quarterback. Mink picks it up off the ground, gets it down, the boot away, and good, and another timeout in and of a divided opening quarter to begin 2023. 3:54 to go in the first. Ottawa 14, Atchison 14.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Welcome back to Ottawa, Kansas, where Gus and I just talking as we're getting ready to come back. He does a little quick math, and Nate Sims has a lot of yards. He's got as many yards as he weighs pounds.
Yeah, he's had the two big plays right now, the 73-yard touchdown, the 82-yard kickoff return. We got some scores. We'll kind of get to them as the night progresses. There are a lot of games that are at the end of the first quarter already.
Well, yeah, it takes a while to score four touchdowns, and we've still got 3:54 to go in the opening quarter of this 14-14 ball game.
At the end of a quarter in Effingham, it's Valley Falls 8, ACCHS, scoreless.
Atchison again is going to have its duo who's back for their, what is it, their third, fourth kickoff return already today. Return man, Tamar Hernandez and Lance Norris. Here's the kick. Angling to the near side. That thing's going to land way out of bounds. Around a 15-yard line. So Atchison will not get a return opportunity, and they're going to have the football to begin things. First and 10.
Can I tell you? Probably not a bad idea to just kick the ball out of bounds with these explosive kick returners for Atchison tonight.
You talked about a lot of games going on around the area. We'll be bringing you scores as they come in. Don't forget the scoreboard show. It's going to return to Care Radio after the ball game tonight. You can tune in for that. We have our Amberwell halftime show coming up and football tomorrow on Care Radio as the Ravens. Game two of the season. And we'll be at Wilcox Stadium at 1 o'clock for BC football. Atchison's first and 10. Here goes Zamar to the 35. Zamar to the 40. Breaks the tackle 45. Zamar to the 50. Bumped out of bounds across the way.
Did you see Jeter Purdy with the great block? He took his guy all the way out of bounds and onto the track. What a job right there by the receiver. Getting a good seal block and allowing Zamar to turn that corner, pick up the first down.
Went to the Dennis Murphy School of Wide Receiver Downfield Blocking. First down, 10, Atchison. They'll hand off to the second man, cutting across the grain, working his way to the left side, inside the 40-yard line. Going to be Jaden Carter. Jaden will pick up about five, maybe even six, as Zach Winter, the D tackle, makes a stop. And Atchison again, right back up over it on a second down. We'll call it five. QB back to throw off to play action. Going to the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown. Jeter Purdy. There were two defenders downfield, but Jeter was 8 yards beyond them. And an easy catch and score.
Yeah, great job right there by quarterback Trey Carter. Just lost it out there, allowed Jeter to run right under it, and a 43-yard touchdown.
As an Ottawa team, or as any team that finds your opponent just scoring at will, is this just not tough? You work so hard, you go downfield, you tie the game, they come back in three plays and score.
Yeah, especially the way that these teams are scoring with the long plays.
Again, it's Colton Bonnell. Looking for his third opening quarter point after. Penalty markers. We've got an alignment issue, I think. We'll wait and get this called. So we have a penalty prior to the kick on the PAT. And the official turns and talks to the Ottawa coaching side. They make no adjustment in the placement of the ball. And we'll try that point after again. It is down and up and right through the center. Taking a break. 3:22 to go. Yes, we are still in the opening quarter in Ottawa, Kansas. Phoenix 21, Cyclones 14.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. the valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Atchison's kickoff unit is on the field again.
I feel like that's all they've done today, right?
Fifth kickoff. One to start the game, three after defense. So, here we go. Atchison, going to put a toe to it. Colton Bonnell, 5'9" sophomore. Kicks it away, and it'll be taken this time at the 10. Again, get behind the wedge, straight up the middle, and Atchison's kind of got that thing diagnosed. He's down at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, right now they're figuring out, hey, if we go to the wedge, that's exactly where the ball carrier is going to go, and that time, great job by the Atchison kick coverage unit, and I'm not sure who we had down there.
Okay, let me ask you a little coaching question. Is Ottawa coming up over the ball at their own 29-yard line, first and 10. You talk about on that first kick, you know, people not being in their zone necessarily. Here's his handoff. They're going to try to sweep to the outside and upended after a 3-yard gain at the 32. The ball pops loose. Is it going to be down? It is. Second down and 8. Okay. But if there's a wedge, and if you stay in your lane or your zone, you bust through that first line of the wedge, behind the wedge, and there's nobody there to catch you. So if it's a wedge, you have to pinch it in?
No, if you hit it right, you bounce your guy back into him and force him out of our lane.
Second down, they're going to make it 2nd and 9 at the 30-yard line. QB's back to throw, being chased, throwing one, and he's got a man. What a defensive play by Atchison's Trey Carter. Because there was a receiver that was deep enough and open enough to have caught that ball, but Trey, leaping up, got a hand on it to deflect the pass.
Yeah, Trey kind of came back and played the ball and not the receiver right there. Great job of being able to knock it away, because that time they were looking down the field and they were trying to get one to Chaden Knapp, the 5'11" sophomore receiver.
See, and there's one of the differences between Atchison and Ottawa. Atchison, you look at the receivers and they're 6'1", 6'2", 6'3". And for Ottawa, you're 5'11", 5'11", 6'1", 6'2". There's a 6'2 guy back there. Third down 9 at their own 30-yard line. And we're going to get an Ottawa timeout. Why wouldn't you? Let's take a break with Walt. 2:38 to go. Opening quarter. Phoenix 21, Ottawa 14.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
So good to have you along with us here this evening. Sun is still out and getting closer to the horizon. Tomorrow afternoon, we've got Benedict and football at Wilcox Stadium. Clark coming to town. 1 o'clock game, pregame arc here at about, 12:40, 45, something like that. Third down 9, let's see what Ottawa has drawn up during the timeout. Quarterback's back. Curls it as deep as he can downfield, and it is caught and dropped. The defender was back there, but Gus, that thing hit the receiver, Nate Sims, right on the 4.
Yes, Sims.
Matter of fact, he's kind of doubled up. I think it knocked the breath out of him as it hit him.
Sims broke from the numbers towards the sideline, did a great job of creating separation, and just couldn't quite hold on to the football. Running step for step with him was Amaya Lockett, the 5'11" sophomore.
So Atchison is going to put a couple of return men back deep with Hernandez and Norris. And they're not looking for a very deep punt. They're standing at their own 40-yard line. The snap is back. The boot is away. And they got what they expected. It is high, wobbly, short. And it's going to bounce straight up in the air and be covered up at the 42. So Atchison, at his own 42-yard line, will begin yet another opening quarter series. Shadows are beginning to grow long here at the Ottawa Football Stadium. It is, by the way, an absolutely gorgeous football complex.
So Ottawa is going to take 57 seconds off the clock with that possession.
That's what throwing the football does.
Yeah.
And for Atchison, they've had possessions less than that but scored touchdowns. 2:25 to go in the first. Atchison on a first and 10. Play action. Pass over to the left line. It's going to be caught and tackled across the 50-yard line. About a 9-yard pass play to Jay-Z. Kelly, he'll be at the 49-yard line. Second down, one. And Atchison doesn't huddle. They race up over the football. They're over the ball before the official can get the ball on the hash mark. It is second down and one. Wrap around handoff. No. QB's back. Rolls right. Has a man open to the flat. There's going to be a hole, so bring that thing back. Nice catch, by the way, in the right flat that is going to be marked away. That official,
the white hat
referee in the backfield.
He was right on top of that. We're going to get a hold. And I think is where it happens is when quarterback Trey Carter kind of boots out a little bit, that right tackle is blocking his guy really well. Now, all of a sudden, Carter is going to the right, and the defender is standing right next to him. So the tackle's got to do something. That's where the quarterback has to understand. That's why you stay in the pocket. Step up in the pocket.
That's why that tackle, remember we were hearing the other day, you always wear the gloves that match
your
uniform. So those white gloves against that black uniform, because he does really, really well. And honestly, the official probably thought he had seen that happen in a previous play and was really watching carefully for that.
Yeah, probably.
So with a penalty of 10 yards being assessed, Atchison looks at a second and 11 at their own 41.
Uh-oh.
The snap is back. It gets away from the quarterback, and they'll just go back and just smartly just cover that thing up.
So
going to lose about 16, 17 more yards.
What had happened right there was Atchison had a wide receiver in the slot, and they tried to motion him out to stand behind the other receiver on the far side. Well, he didn't get all the way out there, so Trey yelled at him to go further and get behind Jeter. Well, at that point, the center thought he heard the cadence. He snaps the ball. And at that point, it's, you know, run back, try to cover up the football, and don't do much more with it.
Third and 26 for Atchison. Now back at the road, 25-yard line. And QB's going to keep it. Boot right, 25-30. Straight to the 35, and kind of loses his footing as he looks to cut into the middle on this beautiful artificial surface up at the 37-yard line is where he'll go down. And for Atchison, on a fourth down and about 14, they'll be forced to punch the football away. We haven't seen a lot of Atchison punting the ball tonight.
Is it bad that third and 26 is still kind of third and manageable for
Atchison offense tonight? And they elected not to throw the ball in that circumstance. Only one man back deep. And Jeter going to get his first punt of the season. He'll stand at his own 24-yard line. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. The boot is away. Oh, that's a nice one. It's high and hanging. The return man lets it bounce. It hits him. It's on the ground. And who's going to come up with this live football rolling around inside the 35-yard line? Atchison thinks they've gotten it. Gussings. Ottawa has reclaimed it, and it will be Cyclone ball. That thing just kind of got away, hit the ground, bounced up, hit the return man in the face gear, and it bounced away from him, and it was on.
Get away, right? Like, and especially where there's a little bit of a breeze tonight. So that ball, that was a great punt by Jeter. But that thing got up there. It kind of hung in the wind. There was nothing much that he was going to be able to do with it. When it's all said and done, it's going to be Ottawa football at the 35-yard line. No, excuse me, they're on 34.
And normally I would anticipate one final opening quarter play, but the way these two teams have called plays tonight with 20 seconds left in the first, there is no certainty that we won't get more than one or two or three plays off in 20 seconds.
Taking a quick look at some scores going on around the area. Centralia leads Valley Heights 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. You've got Nevahaw leading Holton 8-0. Sabetha is just down the road. They're at Perry Lecompton tonight. Sabetha leads Perry 7-0. Royal Valley is winning their game 7-0. And right now, Jackson Heights is looking to beat Horton. They're up 6-0.
Why is it that it's still got to be 80-plus degrees and it feels so just delightfully pleasant out here this evening?
The sun's going down. Nice little breeze. Can't beat this tonight.
Atchison had a player a little shaken up, but he's coming off the field under his own power. And we'll get set for Ottawa with its first and 10 call. They'll operate trailing Atchison 21-14, operate at their own 34-yard line. Again, beautiful artificial turf stadium. Looks very, very new. Fantastic eight-lane track around the perimeter, red track. Here's a handoff straight ahead running to the 40. Staying on his feet to the 42-3. He may have a first down. Looked like the running back was going to be stopped, but it was a great second effort, and it is going to be an Ottawa first down. 13 seconds left, and they do not have to snap this ball if they would elect to not do that. And they're going to have to hurry 4 and 3, and they're going to get it done 2 and 1, and it is snapped. QB's back, goes in over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 50, down at the Atchison 48, and the first quarter has drawn to an end. We'll be back. First quarter in the books here in Ottawa, Kansas. It's the Atchison Phoenix 21, the Cyclones 14.
Are you worried about a new skin spot? Don't ignore the warning signs. Skin cancer is extremely common and can affect anyone. Regular screenings help catch problems early, improving treatment success. Join the surgical care experts at Amberwell Atchison for free skin cancer screenings on September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 800 Ravenhill Drive in Atchison. The screenings are open to everyone and no appointments are needed. Just walk in. Their caring team is dedicated to your well-being. Skin spots that could be cancerous or precancerous are worth getting checked out. For questions, call 913-367-6682.
The Ottawa Pep Band, which is actually the marching band, which is seated right in front of here at the stadium, playing. Name that group, guys. Can you help me out? Can you tell me who this is? Deep Purple? Yes! I'm so proud. I've never been more proud.
Oh, watch out.
21-14. Atchison in front of Ottawa.
Can I tell you, Joseph's probably back at the station just screaming at the board.
Joseph,
he knows
exactly. Joseph says, Deep Purple, smoke on the water. Here's the deal. Atchison's been phenomenal. A little hiccup on the very first play of the season. They shook that right off. That's not easy to do. And they have played very, very well.
Can I tell you, this is a one-score game, but it doesn't even feel like a game at this point, right? Like, I mean, I just feel like Atchison's kind of just toying around and then can kick it on.
Here
Might
comes,
be wrong.
Here comes Ottawa. Quarterback Zeton Vink has shown an arm. And now they're pointing at Atchison as a penalty marker. Hits the air, and Atchison is going to cost itself 5 yards. And it will be a 1st and 10 for Ottawa by way of a Phoenix penalty. Still haven't had any time elapsed off the clock. 43-minute opening quarter here tonight. 1st and 10 at the Atchison 42-yard line. Vink rolls to his left, looks downfield, gets a block, throws as a receiver, does a nice job of curling back, but the pass is still going to be short and uncatchable. It'll bring up a 2nd and 10. Good receiver work, though, as he realized his quarterback was jammed up, and he broke off the pattern and came back.
He did a great job, but just lost his footing as he was trying to come back to the quarterback. And now you're going to see Vink walk all the way here to the near sideline and get the play call from head coach Walt Alexander. Walt took plenty of time thinking of what he's coming up on this. 2nd down and 10. They'll break the huddle. There's 12 on the play clock.
Amajilaka's got a tough call over here. He's the defensive player for Atchison as he's covering 6'2" Cole McGrath. Quarterback is back. Fires one over the middle. It's going to be caught by the tight end. He is rocked and the ball dislodged, and it will go as an incomplete pass. Shaden Knapp was the intended receiver. He made the catch for a moment before Deacon Stout got there.
Deacon Stout said, go back and tell your quarterback to throw that again, because that time Zink threw the ball a little high and led him right into the receiver, or right into the defender. The defender doing a great job of hitting him and dislodging that football. 3rd and 10, stop the clock with 11:50 left.
And I like the way Deacon did the right thing. He stayed with the receiver. There are guys who would have tried to jump that route, and somebody would have scored on that play.
Somebody would have.
One or the other. 3rd down and 10 at the 42. Ottawa will take its 2nd timeout of the half. Joseph, we're taking a break. We are 10 seconds into the 2nd quarter. It's Atchison 21, Ottawa 14.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All right, let's see what head coach Walt Alexander has pulled out of the old playbook, and he's got some pretty old playbooks. Third down and 10. Ottawa at the Atchison 42. Zink, the quarterback, is back. Pursued out of the pocket. Penalty marker sailed. The pass over the middle is going to be incomplete at the 30-yard line. But again, there has to be an illegal blocker hold way back in the offensive backfield. Is the
The right guard is indicating that it's a face mask, but yeah, see, it was a hold because he was all excited. He was saying that they grabbed his face mask. See, 66 is out there throwing his hands up. He said, "Wait, what?" Like, I was pretty sure that was a good call, and now he's not so happy with it. So, Atchison, now with the decision to make, you back him up, you call it 4th and 10, and instead they're going to say, let's do 3rd and 20.
Yeah, they're looking to set themselves up and maybe dissuade the Cyclones from going for it on 4th down and pump the ball away, you know, should they be unsuccessful right here. Because the ball's going to be back across midfield. It'll be at the Cyclone 48-yard line. With 11:44 to go in the opening half, it's still 21-14. Atchison in front. And no one in the backfield but Zaytan Vink. Vink, the quarterback, with time. Bouncing left. Now running right. Runs into a defender. Eludes him. Gets hit by the second guy in his pass. Nearly one-hand interception. What a lead by Jay-Z.
Jay-Z made a fantastic catch earlier in the ballgame. And that time, he just skied up with one hand. And he's looking at his hand. He said, how did that not stay? Because that thing hit his hand, couldn't quite hold on to it, but that was a tremendous athletic play right there for J.Z. Kelly.
I look at it and say, how did you ever even get a hand on that and pull it down as closely as you did? That was incredible. Now, Atchison's going to have 2 punt return men back deep as this kick is away. It'll be fielded directly in the middle by Zamar to go left side to the 25, 35. And Hernandez goes all the way up to the 39-yard line, and Atchison brings his offense back out on the field.
I love that return right there by Zamar, right? You catch the ball, you kind of angle to where you like it, you put a foot in the ground, and you get upfield, right? It was a fantastic job. He picked up about 12 yards on the return, but Atchison is going to start this possession at their own 39-yard line.
The breeze, actually, when it's dark, it's easy. Kind of drops down, but the breeze is still very pleasant. Nothing extreme, and it is going to be at the back of the Phoenix right here. And look at Jeter coming over to the near side. He's waving in the air, and you know what he's saying over there, right? He's saying, "Trey, toss it here." Quarterback instead is going to hand off straight into the middle, and look at the run at the 40, 45, and just short of the first down marker at the 48-yard line. That was just a quick hitter and a straight up the middle kind of a run.
Yeah, Jeter's over here saying, hey, when we're ready to score that touchdown, just throw it my way.
Second down and a yard to go as we're a minute into the second quarter. Atchison leading by a score. Trey's back to throw. Fires it left side. He's got a receiver over there. Catches it at the 41. Inside the 40. They're going to say he caught it with a knee on the ground. And Hernandez is going to be down at the 41. But it's plenty for the first down.
Okay, so we can get a real good look at this. Jeter Purdy is so far out, he's on the outside of the numbers, right? He's drawing double coverage. He is now pulling this safety completely out of the play. So now you have 9 defenders for Ottawa.
Here's a pass over to the left side again. The same play, the same way, and again complete to Zamar at the 30, 25, and down to the 21-yard line. Yeah, you got no over-the-top help now.
Yeah, because, again, now they're saying Jeter isn't going to beat us. We're going to give him double coverage. But by doing that, he's so far away, you can't help out anywhere else.
Trips right side. Hand off straight ahead, putting his head down, bowling over blockers and defenders inside the 20, inside the 15, all the way to the 14-yard line.
That time running the ball is going to be Chris Bennett, this 6-foot, 174-pound junior running back.
See, Atchison's got nice size, and here goes quarterback keeping it. And now he'll throw a pass late to Jeter, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Atchison.
It was like is a little bit of a cool thing. The quarterback boots towards Jeter. Jeter comes back towards the quarterback, and then he just kind of tosses out there and says, hey, you want to take this into the end zone from 14? And Jeter says, check mark, three touchdowns tonight.
And we've still got 10-12 to play in the first half. It's a 27-14 ball game. Atchison looking for yet another point after from Colton Bonnell. Colton, sophomore, going to .145. I weighed that once, about a week. And here's your kick. Count it. We're taking a timeout, Joseph. 10-12 to go in the half. Atchison doubling up Ottawa now. It's a Phoenix 28, Cyclones 14.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm looking behind us because to the north, we're on the north side of this east and west field, and we're looking south, of course. And we're looking behind us. I'm looking for the Memorial Stadium lights. I can't see a glow, but it's not dark enough yet, so we'll keep an eye out.
All I know is there's a lot of offense happening here. There's not nearly enough going on at the booth right now.
My goodness. No, there's not. The Bears lead the Jayhawks. They were 2.1% chance of winning, and they're up.
And they're up 10-7 with lots of football left to be played. 12 minutes, though, in the second quarter, but still.
Well, we've got 10 to go in the second quarter here. Here's an Atchison short kick that is going to be fair caught. You know what? That's a pretty good idea sometimes. And at the 22-yard line by an up man, that's probably a very, very good play.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to hurt much right there, just as long as you look that ball in and make the secure catch.
Quarterback Zeton Vink for Ottawa, 5'10", 190-pound senior. Does most of the time, you would look at the numbers he's got, the score he's got up on the scoreboard and say, man, that young man is having a great game tonight. And he is really having a great game. But Atchison has been phenomenal. Here's a little misdirection handoff, bounced into the outside where there's no room to run, no gain on the play as AHS has stretched it out to the left sideline. Going to bring up a second down 10 as the runner for Ottawa is Dante Silvey. How about Yogi out there with Deacon?
Yeah. We talk about the size of this Atchison team. Deacon Stout, 6'1", 185. Yogi Purdy, 6'2", 215. That's your backers.
Those are your outside.
Yeah, in your middle, Jaden at 6'205", Miles at 6'215".
Pretty solid group out there for the Phoenix. Second down play, quarterback rolls right, steps up in a pocket, throwing deep, undefended, downfield, and the receiver, the coverage man, Zamar, he's trying to catch up, and the ball just hits him in the back. He doesn't even look at the ball. He's running the other way, and it hits him in the back.
Yeah, if Zamar had a second to figure out where that ball was, he turns around and makes an easy interception.
Yeah.
Right? But that time, he just runs into the intended receiver, and that's okay. It's a 15-yard penalty, but prior to Zamar making up that recovery time, that receiver was wide open.
Atchison's got to be asking themselves, who missed what right there? Because Nate Sims, he's 6'1", 170 pounds, and there was nobody within 15 yards of him for a moment.
Sims was looking to make his third big touchdown of the evening.
Trips right, one left, and instead the handoff is going to go to the running back, crosses the 50, and loses the ball. It's on the ground, and is it a fumble, or are they going to call him dead? They're going to say it is down, and Ottawa will be now looking at third down?
Are you kidding me? How about this for a halftime score? So Betha leads Perry LeCompton 14-0 at half as Perry has had only three possessions tonight, three turnovers.
Are they playing in Sabathia? Because I don't remember.
No, it's in Perry.
I didn't notice a lot of cars when we came through town.
Quarterback is back. He's in trouble, being chased, and he's just going to throw this thing over onto the track. And that was the smartest thing he could have done, because you look up and you see Brody Barnes, okay? Brody's coming at you, and you can see him coming. It's 6'3", 270. His arms are out. That quarterback says, I cannot escape him.
Yeah, and Brody does a great job of getting those long arms up into the passing lane. Quarterback had no choice there other than to just throw it away. Smart play by the quarterback to bail on it. It is now a 3rd and 6 for Ottawa in what looks like 4-down territory.
Knapp, McCullough, Sylvie, all to the wide side of the field. Now Sims is going to go to the wide side, and he'll take the – no, quarterback's going to pull it back and run it himself, and he will pick up 2, just short of the 45-yard line.
Carter Gilmore, along with Eric Smith, combined for the tackle right there.
Now you're Ottawa. Okay, you're down 28-14, 8:20 to go in the half. You're 4th down 3. And you're at the edge at 45, and they're deciding, do they leave the offense? But they're going to go ahead and look like punt it away. For a minute, they were thinking seriously about running a 4th.
Yeah, in the Atchison coaching staff, they're right. Don't worry about the return. Play defense. Watch for a fake.
No return man back. They are standing up, and there's normal defense, the normal 34 defense. The snap is back, and the kick is going to be away. They're just going to let this thing bounce, I would suspect. It hits at the 20, to
okay.
the 15. To the 10, to the 6-yard line, but that's okay. Atchison will have their offense back on the field, still with a 2-touchdown lead, and 7:49 to go in the first half. And from Atchison, this is about the right distance that you want to score from. We've seen this tonight.
Yeah, this is your field position where you can pad the stats a little bit, and you can call about anything in the playbook that you like.
And again, you got Jeter over here on the near side. And again, he's drawing that over-the-top coverage.
If I were Atchison, I'd run something in the middle of the field.
Quarterback is going to keep it himself. He'll cut into the middle, spin 360 to the left side, and twist and turn his way for a gain of a couple of yards. He's still going to be short of the 10-yard line.
You got double coverage over here on the near side. You've got no safety help over the top. If you ran Jay-Z Kelly on like a post right about where the official is, nobody's getting to him, and that's an easy touchdown.
Atchison, 2nd and 8. Around the 10-yard line, and again, a single man. Jeter wide to the near side. They're going to go double wing, and an illegal procedure call.
Yeah, Atchison had 2 guys in motion when that ball was snapped. You had the receiver going downhill. You had the wide receiver that was still in motion, and when it's all said and done, it's going to be a half-the-distance type penalty.
So for Atchison, we'll lose 3 or 4 yards on that. 7:11 to go in the half. 28-14. AHS in front. Now the Atchison offense, running back, quarterback are going to be standing very, very near the goal line. Maybe just have their heels back in the end zone. 2nd down 13. Quick flare pass to the left side, and it's right through the hands of the receiver. Nobody around him, but it was kind of rocketed over there, you know.
That ball got on top of the receiver in a hurry because they threw it to the receiver on the short side, right? Now, that would have been a great pass if you were throwing to the far side of the field, but Jeter Purdy over here has just done a great job of just kind of hanging out, doesn't really do a whole lot other than draw double coverage, and then you're going to turn him loose one of these plays.
Kind of going with that Nolan Ryan heater over there at a very short distance. Quarterback, back to throw. Lots of time. Over the middle, and Zamar's going to have it picked off in front of him at the 25-20. Down the right side of the 15-yard line. That was a superb defensive play as a safety. Cut inside and give Cole McGrath the INT.
Yeah, that time they ran the post route, and the safety bailed out. Got right into the passing lane, makes the interception, and now for Ottawa, they've got the ball at the 15-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10, just under 7 minutes to play here in the first half, as Atchison leading right now 28-14, but Ottawa threatening.
Hey, Ottawa's in business. You've got to give them so much credit for a team that has, even though they scored first, you just never felt like they've really been in it much, yet they're not out of this thing. Quarterback is going to roll to the left. He's got a man wide open in the end zone, and overthrew him. It's incomplete, and there was
no one close because there was no coverage at all.
And the quarterback rolled out, and he probably could have ran that in by himself. Instead, he saw the tight end in the back of the end zone and got maybe a little too giddy and put too much on it and missed his intended receiver. It'll bring up a second and 10.
6:47 to play. Still in the opening half here in Ottawa, Kansas. Ottawa taking plenty of time getting his play in. And again, I don't blame the coaching staff. You want to capitalize. You got to capitalize here. You don't get a break like this and not take advantage. Second down call. QB's rolling left. Kind of the same play. This time they're going to throw it shorter. It'll be caught and run out of bounds near the 7-yard line. So that's going to be the gain of, gosh, close to the first down. Maybe I just shy of the first down. Make it a third down and less than one. We'll be keeping you up to speed on games around the area. Joseph is going to be bringing you the Amberwell halftime. And I don't know how this is going to work for us week one because we're incorporating the MSC High School Scoreboard Show tonight after the game, but we might be tardy. Here's a handoff into the middle, head down, first down gained to the 5-4, falling forward to the 3-yard line. Is it wrong to be tardy for the first day of school?
We're going to miss that entire show, I am sure.
Maybe. 6.5 to go in the half, and Ottawa is cooking. Their first and goal at the Atchison 3-yard line.
Who is it? Is it Hawaii and Stanford play tonight?
Ten o'clock kickoff?
Yeah, we might not even beat that game.
I'd like to think we can get halftime. It's only 5 hours difference.
Centralia leads Valley Heights at the half, 18-8.
Coming out over the football, here comes Ottawa. Cyclones are going to go to the old pro set, split backs behind the guards. Kibbe will take it. Back to throw. Rolling in trouble. Goes in. Picked off.
Uh-oh.
Look out. He could go from 2 yards deep at the 20-30. This is it. 100. 2 yards. Give Jeter Purdy another touchdown. Phoenix. Wow. What on earth did we just see?
We saw a very athletic play by Jeter Purdy, right? He took that thing out of the back of the end zone and went to the house.
Okay, you know how I know it's a really good play? Because this young lady over here with the camera for Atchison has broken into the hugest grin. So she looks happy, so you know it was a tremendous play. And the Phoenix have just stunned this crowd.
Yeah, now
Ottawa was going to go in and score. They were 3 yards away from the end zone. And now they trail 34-14 with a point after the go. Jeter needs a minute. He's a holder. He needs a minute to catch his breath. Coach Alexander tootling his student down there a little bit. And the PAT is up and right through the middle for his fifth of the night. And Joseph a break. Now with 5:53 to go in the opening half, Atchison opening a gap. Phoenix 35, Cyclones 14.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
They're not getting a lot of points yet in the game, but maybe that little intro will inspire them.
Isn't there like a... Oh. I'm putting on the wrong game.
Oh, it's okay. 5:53 to go here in this opening half. 35-14, Atchison. Phoenix, they're going to be booting it away again. Trio of return mid back. For Ottawa. It's a big possession for Ottawa. Atchison goes onside. The ball is kicked. It's rolling around. It's live. And it up and finally realizes that. It covers it up at the 37-yard line.
you talked to earlier, is this where you kick that little short pooch kick and let it land? Well, that's what they did. Those up guys, it's early in the year. They haven't seen that before. And sometimes you just got to understand that's a live football right there. Somebody has to get on top of it.
Okay, so let's go over this. Jeter Purdy now has a 72-yard touchdown, a 43-yard touchdown, a 14-yard, and a 106-yard pick six.
Yeah.
It's an okay night.
It's a pretty good start to the season. 5:50 to go in the half, and Ottawa was up over the ball, and now they're dropped back and having a little confab again, and now they'll race out over the football with 6 seconds, 5 seconds to go on the play clock. First down, QB rolls right. Vink looking, throws right, has a man wide open, caught, 45, 50, 45, cuts to the middle, 40-yard line, finally shoved out of bounds and again tackled way out of play.
Have you noticed that the officials have let him play a little longer on that far sideline?
Yeah, 23-yard pass play on first down. The running games have struggled a little bit, but the passing games for these two teams, it's mid-season form already.
Yeah, we're sure. Racking up the yardage here in the first half.
First and 10.
Now, can I tell you something that I think maybe I got spoiled with in the first college game?
What's that?
I kind of missed the running the clock after resetting the stick.
Is that right?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. He goes into the middle. He's going to be hit from behind and spun down, having picked up 3 yards on a first down carry into the right side of the line.
That time they tried to run into the middle, but a great job by Miles Greenlee, the 6 foot, 215-pound junior linebacker, able to reach him with one hand and pull the running back down to the ground after a 3 yard gain. They'll bring up second and 7, 5:20 left here in the first half.
Huge crowd tonight, but it's just been really quiet. Two receivers to the left side, QB's back. Looking right, now steps up, hit, breaks away, gets back to the line of scrimmage, pushes a blocker out of his way, goes inside the 35. He's all the way down to the 32-yard line. He's got to be a couple of yards short of the first down, but really nice job by Zeton Vink. And that was just survival instinct, okay?
Yeah, that time Levante McGowan got into the backfield in a hurry, and Vink said, yeah, I got to break off this pass and try to do something with the football. He took off running. Nice little game before Miles Greenlee pulls him down to the ground after another tackle. It'll bring up a 3rd and 2 now for Ottawa. 4 down territory as well.
Yeah, quarterback's got it back on either side of him. Hands up and over to the left. He'll pick up a 1st down, pay the price. Had to get to the 30. Got exactly to the 30 before he was met head on.
Atchison's doing a great job of just big hits, and they're wrapping up and taking them to the ground. That time it was Deacon Stout, the outside linebacker, making the stop on the play. But enough for a 1st down, and Ottawa will move the sticks. 4:10 left here in the first half.
Probably one of the best things Ottawa can do is have a ground-oriented trip downfield, take some time off, get themselves to the locker, maybe punch one in here. 1st down call. Again, the handoff straight ahead, cutting back against the grain inside the 25-yard line and down to the 21. That was a 9-yard hitter. Off third, first to the right side, and then a nice job of cutting back against the grain to pick up the second half of that yardage.
Yeah, now for Ottawa, they also understand that Atchison's going to get the ball to start the second half, right? So the last thing you want to do is not score and give Atchison an opportunity before half and to start the second half.
But the last time Ottawa was in this territory, it went badly.
Yeah.
2nd down from the 22-yard line, deep in Atchison territory for the Cyclones. QB will hand off running back again, straight into the middle, and Ottawa has decided, Gus, in lieu of trying to outrun Atchison to the outside, they'll let Landon Bell make that tackle. They're running into the teeth of the defense.
Yeah, they're just going to try to run behind their big guys up front, push forward, and they're going to use that the old math of 3 yards times 4 is 12,
yes,
right?
Yes, back in the 8th grade, I'm telling you. That's what they told us. Here's a handoff right side, and again, 4 or 5, maybe 6 yards inside the 15, down to around the 12-yard line. John Oakley will be so proud of you. Let's look at the front line for Ottawa, and you're going to see why this is successful. Left tackle, Tommy Evans, 6'2", 265. Left guard, Colin Harris, 5'8", 220. At the center, Keaton Stone, 5'11", and 200. Right guard, Tobias Thompson, 6'2", 223. In the right tackle, Cole Callahan,
6'1", 230. Nice, strong, big guy. QB's going to keep it himself this time, run into the right side, get hit from behind, drag a tackler forward to the 10-yard line. He's going to be very close to another first down.
Yeah, the official's going to mark him just shy, so it will now bring up third and not the length of a football for Ottawa, and the best thing they could do, milk this clock a little bit, right?
Yep.
Like, take your time sending in the play.
Always a crowd favorite, the little kiddo's going to come out and do some halftime stuff for...
You know what else it does? It puts more people in the seats.
It absolutely... Scram folks can never get enough of the little guys out there.
Now, Atchison going to burn their first time out here tonight.
Going to do a little defensive thought. We're going to take a break with a minute 50 to go. We're in the opening half in Ottawa. It is Phoenix 35, Cyclones 14.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Coming out of the ashes and timeout, here comes Ottawa. It is a third down one. Hand off left side. There's your first down. There's your five-yard line. There's your end zone. Touchdown, Cyclones! So whatever Atchison talked about during that defensive timeout didn't help as Ottawa punches it in. And from 11 yards out, they cut the Phoenix lead to 35 to 20 on the Dante Silvey score.
You do know a minute 48 is going to be a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. We can get a couple of more scores here yet in this half. We're already 55 and counting. Points here in the half. This is down. This is up. And it's a floating kick just inside the right upright. Joseph, we're wearing you out. But we're taking a break. 1:48 to go in the half. The Ottawa sideline is reinvigorated as the score is now Atchison 35, Ottawa 21.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Welcome back. We are in Ottawa, Kansas, the heart of thriving Franklin County.
The county seat.
The county seat, yes.
How about this? 4 minutes and 13 seconds between scores is the second longest we've had tonight. There was a 4 minutes and 23 seconds that was the longest.
Here's a short kick, high end over end, and it's bouncing around, and now Atchison has to dive on the ball. They're going to come out of it with really good field position across the 30-yard line. But each of these teams now, Gus, has a unbridled respect for the long return skills of the other club. Here comes the Phoenix offense. Quarterback Trey Carter. He's having a great night. The 5'10" senior. Now, see what Atchison's team. Certainly some seniors with Trey and Jeter and Samar. Yes, there are also Jaden is a junior, and you've got a lot of great juniors and sophomores on his team. Here's a hand up in the backfield, and being tripped up, trying to get to the outside. Zamar Hernandez could not make the edge. It'll be the loss of a couple. Trying to go to the sweep to the right side, but the defense did a really nice job of stretching that thing out toward the near sideline and getting him corralled before he was able to get to the edge. Atchison, motion again to the left side. They'll hand off to the second man, straight ahead running it. Coach Smith has, I think, decided to get a little conservative here and just kind of maybe go into the locker room. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I'm a little surprised by it. I really figured he'd come out and say, we're just scoring 90 seconds, and not to say they won't try to dial something up on this third down play.
Third and a dozen. Little pass over to the near flat, caught by Jeter at the 40. Dances to the 45, stretches to the first down at the 47-yard line. The clock will stop as they advance the sticks. We're going to see 190 yards. It'll be hard to have a second half.
And yeah, I think the second half will slow down a little bit. I also think that we've got a shot to get into a running clock at some point, too.
Here's the thing. Atchison, just when I thought they were going to go to the locker room, they've taken a timeout here, so they maybe are not quite ready to, you know, just ease into this thing and go for a break.
Well, I think
53 seconds left in the half, and they're calling an offensive timeout. We're staying here, Joseph.
And for Atchison, that's going to be their second timeout. But I think now it's starting to get in the back of your mind that, well, there's 53 seconds. We've scored pretty quickly at different times. We're also going to get the ball back to start the second half. So all of a sudden, a 14-point game becomes a 28-point game without Ottawa having touched the football. That all of a sudden becomes very appealing for a coach, right?
Yes.
Hey.
Up 14 is great. Up 28, really great.
Tomorrow afternoon, me and Atchison.
Yes, we're looking forward to some really great Benedictine football. Ravens at home. Clark coming to town. 1 o'clock kickoff at Wilcox Stadium. Carry to bring him at about 12:45. Here's a snap back. Trey rolls left. Rolls. Hit in the backfield. Spun to the ground. He'll stay in the field of play, and the clock continues to tick. The loss of yardage back inside the 45-yard line. Going to bring up second down at about 12 or 13.
Yeah, and right now, Atchison isn't moving with much sense of urgency, so I think they're not stressing about whether they get this or not.
They're going to go two, both wide side and short side. QB is back. Trey's looking. Once he set up a screen, but his receiver was held up, and now Trey's just going to go over to the left side.
And now you're going to get a 15-yard face mask right there at the end.
But Carter was getting pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, Trey gave a little pump fake like he was going to throw the ball, and the defender jumped into the air, and as he came down, he grabbed the face mask. And it's a tough break right there for Ottawa.
15 yards right here with 14 seconds left. It's going to move the ball down to, what, the 40-yard line of Ottawa.
And the officials are sitting over here. I'm not really sure if they're talking about where the actual face mask happened, because what happened was, yeah, the defender jumped into the air to try to bat the ball, and then he realized the quarterback's not going to throw it. And as he came down, he just ripped the face mask of Trey Carter.
And that's a spot foul, right? So it's going to come from the point of infraction.
And now they're going to say it was just an incidental bump. I think spun his helmet a little bit.
So that's going to change the complexion of this. The ball goes out on the 50-yard line. Atchison, 14 seconds left in the half, second down and 7. Right at the midfield line.
Hey, the Tigers with the 24-point second quarter lead Valley Falls 24-8 ACDHS.
Running back on his left side, Trey Carter's going to take the snap. Penalty markers prior to the snap. And Atchison will cost them themselves five yards. Early in the game, we didn't see any penalties at all. But now, here has moved on, we're getting to see more of that. I don't know, is that a focus issue? Is that a, you know, kind of hard to say. But certainly something's affected that. We'll try it again. Second down call. It's a little misdirection pass. Zamar to the 50, down to the 45-yard line. He's going to be 2 yards short of the first down. Atchison's going to utilize its final timeout of the half with 6 seconds left. Now, the options here with 6 seconds left are, at the 45-yard line, a, what, 62-yard field goal? That's an option.
It would be.
Taking a knee in the diamond formation is an option. Throwing one to Jeter is an option.
And if you had the headset, it would be? I took too long.
No, wait downfield. I'll launch something up and see what happens.
Oh, no. See, I figured you'd go with the draw.
Maybe the draw, the screen.
screen draws. Yeah. So we're down to the last half a dozen seconds of an opening half that has taken a while and has seen over 50 points, nearly 60 points scored here in the first half. Amberwell Health, halftime coming up here on K-Radio very shortly. And after the game, we're hoping to have the scoreboard show for you. But again, as late as we're going to be, those guys will be finished and halfway home before we get the lights out here. Here we go for Atchison. It is third down two. Back to throw. Deep, deep drop. No pressure. Carter's going to roll. Carter's going to get away. Now he's going to go to the far side of the field. Still rolling. Still looking downfield. He's got his man. Downfield caught at the 20, 15, 13 as time expires. Atchison got inside the 15-yard line as we go to halftime. Hold on, though. Is there a penalty marker now because nobody's leaving? Okay, Ottawa says, okay, we're good. Here we go. It's halftime in Ottawa, Kansas. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you. As they go to the locker room, it is the Atchison Phoenix 35, Ottawa 21.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Is being vacated with the players and taken over by the future cheerleaders and dancers, as the PA guy said, for Ottawa High School. We welcome you back here. Gus, what a crazy first half. I mean, it didn't take long to start the scoring, and once it started, it hardly quit through the entire first half. 56 first half points tonight.
Yeah, the scoring came fast and furious, and we talked about it, that they were only twice did we get to 4 minutes between scores, but there were some big plays there in the first half. We talked about Nate Sims started the season off the right way. 82-yard kickoff return for a touchdown on the very first kick of the season. Atchison didn't take long to answer back with a 12-yard touchdown run by Trey Carter. About 2.5 minutes later, Trey Carter found Jeter Purdy on a 72-yard pass. 3 minutes later, we saw a 73-yard pass from Vink to Nate Sims for Ottawa. Then Atchison rallied for three consecutive touchdowns, a 43-yard pass from Trey to Jeter, a 14-yard pass from Trey to Jeter, and then Jeter decided, under 6 minutes to play, let's just take one to the house myself. A 106-yard pick six put Atchison up 35-14, but a late turnover led to Ottawa scoring their last touchdown of the first half on a 5-yard run by Dante Sylvie. That came with a minute 48 left in the first half and got us to our 35-21 score here at the break.
So again, what do you think? Are we going to get that many points in the second half?
I feel like we saw at the end of the first half, scoring started to slow down a little bit. The two teams started to kind of feel like they knew what they wanted to do. I don't think that the scoring keeps up like this in the second half. I also said it earlier, I wouldn't be shocked if we get to a running clock type situation.
And I don't even know what the parameters for that are, but we'll cross that bridge when it happens. So we got lots of stuff coming up on Get Ready. We're trying to preview it a little bit as the game has gone on, along with our Amberwell halftime coming up here in just a moment as we're moving through that. Joseph's going to be bringing you updates, and we have Benedictine football, of course, tomorrow. So Ravens have game two of the year. Get up to Wilcox Stadium. You'll have your opportunity to see them before they go on the road. It'll be Clark coming to town, 1 o'clock kickoff. Care Radio, of course, live as always, pregame at about 12:45. That said, we're going to take a bit of a break and we'll return second half of tonight's high school football game. Here on Care Radio, coming your way, but with the halftime score, Atchison 35, Ottawa 21. We'll kick it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studios. He's got your halftime.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. We're bringing you the Atchison at Ottawa game, and we will be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just a couple of moments. Coming up tomorrow, we've got the Benedictine versus Clark game with a 1 p.m. scheduled kickoff. Tune in a little bit early, right around 12:40 or so, to get all of that pre-game show. Then coming up next Friday, we've got the Jefferson County North at ACCHS games next Friday night. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the scores around the area as I have them.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. the valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look at the scores in the area, we've got a lot to report on. In the Jackson Heights-Horton game, it is currently Jackson Heights sitting at 18, Horton 6. In the Nemaha Central-Holton game, Nemaha Central is leading 24 to Holton 0. In the Lynn Lakeside game at the half, it was Lynn 28, Lakeside 22. The latest score that I have in the Opie Hayden game is Hayden 21, Opie 7. Donovan County was trailing Washington County, with Donovan County sitting at 0, Washington County at 32. In the Troy Wabunsee game at last report, I had 22 to Troy's 12, so Wabunsee's leading Troy 22-12. In the Sabetha Perry game in the third quarter, it is Sabetha 21, Perry 0. Centralia was leading Valley Heights 18-8 at last report. Clifton Clyde had 28 points to Hanover's 0 at last report in the second half. And at the half, it was Hiawatha leading Royal Valley 8-7. We're going to take a real quick look at that weather eye forecast.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, under clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 95. Lows dip down to about 62 tomorrow night. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. Another look at the
80 degrees outside right now. Winds are relatively calm at 4 miles per hour out of the south. The relative humidity is, well, sitting at... currently, we've got a feels-like temperature of 76 out there. The relative humidity is sitting at 55%, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.98 inches of mercury.
Are you worried about a new skin spot? Don't ignore the warning signs. Skin cancer is extremely common and can affect anyone. Regular screenings help catch problems early, improving treatment success. Join the surgical care experts at Amberwell Atchison for free skin cancer screenings on September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 800 Ravenhill Drive in Atchison. The screenings are open to everyone and no appointments are needed. Just walk in. Their caring team is dedicated to your well-being. Skin spots that could be cancerous or precancerous are worth getting checked out. For questions, call 913-367-6682.
EQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you know how to register? And that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week.
back to Ottawa, Kansas. Halftime. Tonight's high school football game, debut of the 2023 season, finds the Atchison Phoenix in front 35-21 over the homestanding Cyclones. Welcome back, everybody. Tremendous work by producer engineer Joseph back in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you. We appreciate you as always. Gus Counts with me to my right. Tom Counts with me here. And Gus, I don't think we mentioned that we're out here on the mezzanine and kind of an outdoor fun porch here at the top of the stands. It's a really good place to watch the game from, frankly, particularly on a night as pleasant as tonight.
I was gonna say, on a night as pleasant as this. Now, you fast forward about 90 days, yeah. I'm probably not seeing.
You're not as happy with it, then. I'll tell you who's happy. Phoenix fan is grinning. They weren't grinning after the first play of the game, but after that, the smiles came on, and they've been smiling ever since.
Yeah, 12 seconds into the ball game, Atchison was sitting there going, well, didn't see that coming, as on the opening kickoff, Ottawa was able to house it. And after that, Atchison came back, answered, going went kind of back and forth. Atchison able to roll off three touchdowns in a row, and then when it's all said and done and the dust settled in the first half, Atchison finds themselves with a 35-21 lead here at the break.
Okay.
Now,
there are 370-plus Acacia high schools, okay? In 370 high schools, roughly half of that, probably not quite, but roughly half of that, so you are talking about 180 football games going on tonight. Has there been a player with a better first half than Jeter Purdy?
It's
going to be hard-pressed, man.
Tough to find one right now. Jeter Purdy putting together that fantastic first half right now. We talked about it a little bit as right before we went to the break, but right now Jeter has a 72-yard touchdown reception, a 43-yard touchdown reception, a 14-yard touchdown reception, and a 106-yard pick six. So,
other than that, it's been pretty average.
Yeah, it's just been pretty normal other than all those big touchdowns. So for Atchison, though, in the first half, they were able to do a lot of things that they wanted to. Now, Ottawa had a big interception there late in the first half. They were able to get some points on the board to close the gap a little bit here at the break. But still, Atchison has been just the dominant team so far here tonight.
And by the way, Grandma Susie, if you are at home listening, he's looking good. And we're going to do our best to share with you how the second half goes with him.
There are a lot of games going on around the state of Kansas, and there's one game that kind of surprises me. How about Hayden and Olpe meeting in game one? That's
one of the best in 4A and one of the best in 1A.
Yeah. Well, Hayden leading that thing, as you would have thought, 28-7 at the break. So,
are they in Topeka?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
Lots of other games going on. Lewisburg, who's in the Pioneer League, leading Rogers Heritage 34-7. Lawrence High leads Olathe South 28-15.
That could be Rogers, Arkansas.
So, Tyson Grammer has Lawrence High with 28 first half points, so that's a good start.
Where are the Chesty Lions? Are they playing in Lawrence High?
It doesn't say, just says with. Yeah. Well, it's the South. Rossville leading St. Mary's at the break 30-16. So
nobody had much of a road trip there.
Washburn Rule playing Wichita East tonight. It's a little surprise. Rule leading that. Oh, no. Excuse me. They're both tied. Had a very football score of 19.
19?
So, anyway.
For a little turnpike time for them. And for Phoenix fan, they're all settled in over here. Looking forward to an exciting, exciting second half.
So, if you're Atchison, in the second half, you threw the ball exceptionally well in the first half, right?
Yeah.
Running the ball, though, was hit or miss. I mean, you didn't run the ball very effectively between the tackles, but you were able to get outside the edges a few times and get some good runs. And your receivers did some great job blocking downfield to help with that. So, I think in the second half, if you're Atchison, you maybe try to build on that inside run game just a little bit to the box. And if you're Ottawa, I think right at the end of the half, they kind of hit on something where they started running the ball between the tackles a little bit and trying to not get too cute with it, if you will.
So if you're Atchison, you utilize the second half as a glorified scrimmage?
Maybe.
You're telling me?
Yeah. Yeah, work on the things that you need to work on.
Well, they've done a lot of great things in that opening half. We're just about a half a minute away from the beginning of the second half. And again, Hatches and fans have traveled very well. It's good to see them over across the way. By the way, don't forget, scoreboard show. And again, depending on the duration of this one, whether we catch it in its entirety, but it has returned to CARE Radio after the Friday night high school football games through the course of the season. So they're going to incorporate not only recaps from all of the many, many games that are being covered, but also, you know, they're going to have fans call in and describe or talk about the game they saw tonight and have those comments too. That's going to be kind of interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes.
We got just a little time before Mickey gets that hand straight up again.
Yeah.
Let's see if we actually catch one. I feel like, what, we're in game two and Joseph's caught everyone so far.
So here we are at hour 45 into tonight's game, and we are not yet to the beginning of the second half.
Yeah.
But we got to be getting pretty close. Here comes Atchison in those snow-white uniforms, and again, on this beautiful field that belongs to the Cyclones. Those uniforms are going to stay snow-white. There's no mud, no dirt to get on them. Atchison will have his kick return unit out of the field, and Atchison's white uniforms with red helmets and numbers for Ottawa tonight. Here comes the Cyclone kicking team.
Ottawa's sporting those matte helmets, right? It's that kind of matted red helmet.
There's your kick. It is in and short. Coming down at the 27-yard line. Again, taken by an up man to the 35. Pushing his way, spinning to the 40. The ball pops loose. It's at the 45, 50, 45, rolling around, and I think Ottawa has taken it back. That ball was knocked out of his hands. Now he's going to pick it up and return. I didn't know that was alive at the 45. Cuts back toward the middle and down at the 50-yard line. Wow! Now that's a crazy start to the second half. Atchison returns the short kick. Looked like he was going to be down, and the ball went almost 20 yards downfield as it just flew out of the return man's hands. And then Ottawa picks it up and brings it back the other way. Twice, I thought that ball was dead on that play.
At the end of three quarters, yeah, that's right. At the end of three quarters, Centralia leads Valley Heights 18-8.
So that would be what? Tigers and Mustangs, right? Or Panthers and Mustangs. I'm sorry, Panthers and Mustangs.
I've been to Centralia once.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure where Valley Heights is or their mascot.
there
you go.
There you go. Here comes the first down call. The pass over the middle is going to be taken at the 45. What a hit. They're a gain of 5 yards. Cheater Purdy laying the leather on. It's going to be a gain of about 5. Second down, 5. And Ottawa, I seriously thought they were going to run the ball between the tackles. They throw the ball between the tackles this time.
Yeah, and right now it looks like they're being a little patient. They're taking time over here on the near sideline, getting the play call in from the near side. You've got 20 left on the play clock before they break it.
Okay, you got to look at this from the Cyclone standpoint. Is this second down snap is handed off straight up the middle, they go, and picking up the first down, plus some inside the 40, 39-yard line, first and 10. We were just talking just before halftime how there was an opportunity for Atchison to explode from a 2-touchdown lead to a 4-touchdown lead. Well, suddenly, Ottawa, a minute into the second half, has got an opportunity to be back within a score.
Yeah, because Ottawa scored that touchdown with a minute 48 left in the first half. Now they've got a shot to go in right here and score another one and, you know, get their own twofer.
Quarterback Zeton Vink, the senior, goes back over the middle again, and again, it's the same play they ran on first down a moment ago, the same completion, and the same hit by Jeter after the same 5-yard gain.
Yeah, and if you're that receiver, he's doing a great job of hauling that ball in, but he is taking some big hits on only 5-yard completion.
That is about all that play is going to be good for, but it looks like it's good for that every time.
Huh. But the problem is, one of these times, Jeter's going to get there and either lodge that ball loose or Jeter's going to get there one step earlier and take that thing back to the house.
They have a second down, 5 call inside the 35-yard line. Hand off to the right side. And again, they're going with exactly the same rotation of plays. But this time, instead of picking up a first down, it'll be about a yard, yard and a half short, third down. We'll call it third down and a short two.
Yeah, no reason to get too cute right here, right? Find some things that have worked for you. And right now for Ottawa, it's getting the ball into the middle of the field and not allowing Atchison speed to beat them on the outside.
And remarkably, we're over 2 minutes already into the second half. The clock is rolling here with this ground-oriented offense. Third down. QB will take it. Hand off second man. He's not going to get it. He's going to be stood up and stopped just short. But it very well, Gus, could be four down territories. The ball is inches shy of the 30-yard line. They're going to be less than a half a yard short. Yogi with that tackle for Atchison.
Yeah, that time Yogi playing that outside linebacker position came flying in there. Now, Ottawa, not much of a decision to make. It's fourth down and one. They're going to leave their offense on the field. But now you start going into the playbook trying to figure out which play is it that I really like to pick up a long yard right here.
That Atchison front defensive three just look really tall. I mean, they just look so
They're
tall.
They're just big.
Fourth down in a long yard. QB's back. Pumps one. Pulls it back. Pumps again. Pulls it back. Throws over the middle. It's incomplete. Ottawa decides to throw the ball on fourth and one. And now we're going to have a marker down in the middle of the field. And it is going to be offensive holding, which Atchison will be calling.
Yeah, because that time, Atchison did a great job getting into the backfield and the quarterback. Once he pumped, that whole play was over, right? It needed to be a quick hitter. He needed a quick slant out there to the left side. And once he had to think about it, the offensive line was beat. They had to hold, and when it's all said and done, a nice possession because they ran some time off the clock, but, again, ends with no points, and that's a struggle for this Ottawa team.
And, again, allow me to date myself a little bit. If you're going to be successful playing football, you've got to be able to run. And I'm not saying you have to have a guy running for 150 yards a game and roll up 300 yards on the ground, but you've got to be able to run the ball on fourth and one to pick up a first down. But Atchison's going to have a first down instead, and it's going to be a run of the football. Quarterback Trey Carter's going to try the outside, but, wow, the contain was excellent. As he tried to get to the edge, he's going to be stopped after a three-yard pickup. Now, what I like about that play, okay, guys, I like the fact that Trey stayed in the field of play. The tackle was made outside the numbers, but inside the hashes, and the clock is running along with 8:20 to go in the third quarter. 35-21 Atchison in front. Here's a pass to the right side that is going to be tapped and knocked away by the defensive end who's crashing in from the left side.
Chase Meyer is able to get a hand on that football and knock it out of the reach of the intended receiver over there. And for Atchison, there goes Tyler. For Atchison, they were looking for Zamar.
Now Hernandez is going to go wide to the left side. Atchison's going to put two to the left side, the wide side of the field, wing to the left side. Single man to the right side is going to be Jeter Purdy. QB, play action, and penalty markers all over. They're going to blow this play dead. Aren't they? No? Quarterback is going to wish they had. He's going to be stood up. I think half the team out there on both sides thought it was a dead play.
Well, my problem was the white hat threw the flag and then ran into the play, and then he stopped and decided we're going to let the play keep going.
That's got Coach Smith partway out of the field on the other side, asking for some kind of an explanation. And so they're going to let that play to stand. And because of the lack of success, they are going to decline the penalty, Ottawa, and Atchison will be looking at a fourth down five.
Yeah,
that was just kind of a mess.
Yeah, it was a little clunky, if you will. It was an illegal shift, and letting the play go was the right thing to do, but the official just never sort of got into the middle of the play, and then he tried to back out of it, and got ugly, and now Jeter Purdy into punt.
Snap is over his head. It's back at the 20, back at the 15, back at the 10. He'll pick it up, get hit, get spun down. He's going to be around the five-yard line. Now, that's a high snap when it's over the head of Jeter Purdy. He could not go up and haul it in. And for Ottawa, I'll tell you what, the second half has been good for him.
Yeah, the second half has been really good in the sense of that's going to be their second big play, right? They were able to force a fumble on the opening kickoff. They got the ball down the field. Thing couldn't pick up a yard on the fourth and one. Now they're going to get this ball to start the possession at the Atchison 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal right away. Here's the deal. They've got to punch it in. They don't even have 11 players on the field. Now they'll race a guy on late. And they'll put him in the backfield.
Try to tell him what the play is. And again, you just got to be able to run the ball down here. It's a first and goal. Quarterback will hand off to the guy who just came in, and he'll ride the surge down to the four. But again, if you can pick up 2 yards, a couple plays are going to get you in there. It'll bring up a second and goal. Second and goal, Ottawa inside the 5-yard line. And again, Ottawa's taking a little time, huddling it up about 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And they're going to break out, sitting up very wide to the right side receiver. I'm going to trade you here. Two people in the back on either side of him. Will keep it himself, stuck into the middle, and he will get the line of scrimmage, and that is all. And again, unable to run the football. And he wasn't able to because of Lavonte McGowan. What a great defensive play.
Yeah, Atchison doing a great job of pinching down on the inside, and they're just daring Ottawa to try to run the ball around the edge and try to use their speed to beat him out there. But right now, Ottawa's not taking that bait. They are just determined to push the ball into the middle. And now we're going to see a third and four.
Running back straight behind the quarterback who's in a pistol. Two to the right side, the wide side, one to the left. Now the quarterback is coming back, turning around, talking to his head coach. 6 seconds, five, 4 seconds, three. They're going to have to burn a timeout with two. Taking a break, Joseph. We'll be back. It'll bring up a third down call when we return. 6:38 to go in the third. Atchison in front, 35-21.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
As we return to Ottawa, Kansas, both teams still huddle up around their respective coaches. Atchison now coming out over to the line of scrimmage. Ottawa still around head coach Walt Alexander. 35-21 after just a scoring melee in the first half. Nothing yet in the second. Here we go. From just inside the 5-yard line, Ottawa with a third down and goal call. Quarterback is back to throw. Fires one. Tunnel screen. Touchdown. I'm going to call that a tunnel screen. You can call it slant to the inside if you want to.
Yeah, that time you did a nice job of just cutting in front of the cornerback and just beating him to the back corner of the end zone. And four, Ottawa, the first points of the second half come at 6:35. That is what we like to call a scoring drought.
That is a hard play to defend, and because that was pretty much the same play that they had run two or three times earlier that Jeter made the tackle on, because all you needed was that 4 or 5 yards. The PAT snap a little high, but it's placed. The kick is on its way, and successful. Shows up yet another break. Now it's 6:35. That play took 3 seconds. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. We've got a one-score game. It's Atchison 35, Ottawa 28.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msccsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
As we return, Atchison getting set. I think for Atchison, second half, you know, nearly midpoint of the third quarter, they haven't done a whole lot. I would think that they would want to have a series here that was more reminiscent of how explosive they were early in the game.
Right, they have one possession so far in the second half. As their first one was thwarted on a fumble on a kickoff return. So
here's a very high kick taken to the 15 and around the left side and pushed out of bounds around
the 27-28-yard
line. And after all of the tackles way off the field of play, we will get a marker on that one.
And again, we keep talking about all these hits out of bounds. I'm not saying that the officials are calling it one way or another. They're letting both teams get out of bounds, and finally they're going to make a call over there on the far sideline.
Yeah, not just a little out of bounds. They're a long ways out of bounds.
They're almost out of the white into the black line right there.
So they're going to eye this thing up, and here will come our call.
Dead ball, personal foul, Ottawa. So, that ball was going to start at the 30. Now you're going to be up at the 31, excuse me. They're going to move this thing all the way up to the 46-yard line where Atchison will start first and 10.
Again, the breeze is light, not significant, from left to right. So it is going to be at the back of the Phoenix, who are going from left to right here in the third quarter. Atchison in front, 35-28. But, you know, if you're a good team, you can't let that underdog keep hanging around, because sometimes something will happen. QB will take it, hand off to the sweep man. Zamar trying to get outside, stretched all the way out to the edge, and he'll never get to the edge. There's no gain. Ran 55 yards and did not gain one. Second and 10. And here's the thing. Zamar Hernandez, if given that edge, he's got phenomenal speed.
Yeah, he just needs a little bit of clean running space, and it's going to be tough to catch him. It'll bring up a second and 9 now for Atchison. 6:04 left here in the third quarter.
Okay, if you're a defender and you see him just having run that long distance, do you suspect he's not in this next play?
Yeah.
Here's a handoff into the middle for the running back. He'll bounce off. Cutting back inside is going to be Carter to the 50. He'll pick up about 5 yards. That was a nice piece of running as he hit the line. Was not tackled, but could not move forward. So he bounced it out, finally found some daylight.
And now it's going to bring up a 3rd and 4 for the Atchison offense. And again, this late in the second quarter, into the second half, this offense has just been pretty vanilla.
Taking a long, hard look at the Atchison sideline. Play gets telegraphed in, and AHS is going to have Eric Smith. He is a tall young man, 6'3", over the near slot. Here's a pass over to the left side. It's going to be caught at the 40, 35, and a ball knocked away again at the rolling around at the 20. Picked up by Ottawa, and Atchison with its second half turnover.
He's out of bounds when he picked it up. His shoulder was out of bounds. It's going to be it's going to remain Atchison football. Now,
are they
going
to let them have all that bounce?
But it shouldn't. I feel like
it needs to be back in the 30 or so, right?
Yeah, I thought the only time you can advance it is if it's recovered by the man who fumbled it. Well, they're going to give him the yardage. Patterson's going to pick up about 15 yards on the fumble. That'll be 1st and 10 inside the 20.
I got a question for you as soon as this play is over. At the 18-yard line, the ball's on the ground again, picked up by Trey Carter. He will dance forward, spin, break a tackle, spin, and get brought down at the 15, picking up 3. Gus, that's the second time in the second half. One on the opening kickoff in the second half in that play a moment ago where we saw that ball just fly out of the arms of a defender. Are they punching that thing away? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, you get behind him and you get a fist and you just pop that ball. And the problem is when you do that, the ball is going to shoot away from both of you and you're just hoping one of your players is there to recover.
Got to have a chance to get it.
Yeah.
It is a 2nd down at 7. Pass over to the near side. And again, they run that little slant into the middle. And it is going to go inside the 10-yard line to be very close to a 1st down as Zamar Hernandez with the catch. And if that second guy is marking, it is clearly a 1st down.
Yeah, it's definitely a 1st down. It's going to be 1st and goal now for Atchison at the 7. That time running a little bit of a tunnel screen over there to Zamar. He'll now check out for this 1st down call. And in will come Chris Bennett, the 6-foot junior running back.
And Chris will stay in the backfield, 2 to the right side. Nobody to the left. Handoff is going to go to Bennett. There was movement in the middle, and I think a defender had gotten across the line.
Yeah, that time we had a linebacker who came up there, and he was trying to time that and just missed it by about a half a step. No. They're going to call against the Phoenix. And even the Ottawa player was upset after the penalty came out because he knew he was across the football.
But apparently Atchison had moved sooner than that.
I had a really smart coach once that told me it's not a penalty if they don't call it.
If they don't call it. And the clock continues to run. See, that's kind of the new thing. See, we're assessing all of these penalties and doing this, but the clock doesn't stop. We're now inside 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still a 35-28 lead, but Atchison threatened. QB's back to throw all the time in the world. Steps up, throws left man wide open, 5-yard line, spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Phoenix! There's your catch in traffic, and as he gets to the goal line, the ball is dislodged.
Yeah, so we're going to get a penalty for the face mask at the goal line that almost pulled the receiver's helmet off. But Atchison able to get into the end zone. Now we've got an Ottawa player cramping up a little bit out there.
Trainers quickly dash out to attend to him at the 20-yard line, but we haven't put points up on the board yet, because they're waiting to see what the officials are going to do here. I'm not really sure that I thought they had called a touchdown. But maybe they have not. Still 35-28. I thought he had backed into the end zone clearly. And then after he got into the end zone, I thought the ball got knocked away.
Yeah.
They continue to bring a couple of more trainers out to look at the young guy from out. There it is. There's your touchdown call. Okay.
Personal foul, face mask, defense, enforce it on the kick.
There you go.
So that was the question, is they went over to ask Jimmy, hey, do you want to enforce it on the point, which really doesn't matter. Half a distance can give you about a yard, yard and a half. Or do you want to enforce it on the kickoff? Then all of a sudden you could kind of onside kick the ball and still force Ottawa with not great field position. So Atchison with their first touchdown since the 5:53 mark of the second quarter.
41-28 is your score with 3:46 to go.
Nicky's
here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Oh, I feel good about that. Good today. Thank you. Going after for Atchison, getting set to come up, and again, Atchison's going to have a great place to kick this thing off up here in just a moment.
First points of the second half, right?
Yep. Well, first points for Atchison here in the second half.
Yeah. So here we go for the PAT. Down, up, good. We're taking a break, Joseph. 3:46 to go in the third. Atchison stretches its lead again to 14. It's Phoenix 42, Ottawa 28.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Is that the right one?
Huh?
Is that the right color?
Yeah, perfect. Welcome back to Ottawa, Kansas. Ottawa, Kansas State. Well, where is that? Straight south to Lawrence. About, what, 40 minutes? Maybe?
About 30, yeah.
Something like that. Down 59 Highway. 42-28. Atchison has gone back out in front. And because both of these teams are going to have things when they get together tomorrow or when they get together next. They're going to have things to discuss. Don't you suppose? Some good stuff, but maybe some stuff that they're going to feel like they could improve.
Yeah, there are some things that you're going to be happy about, some things that you're not. One of these teams is going to be okay with being 1-0, and the other team is going to walk away and say, man, there are some things we could clean up and maybe change the outcome of that game.
Here comes the Atchison short kickoff that is going to go out the back of the end zone. I figure maybe you just got to pooch that one up, but you're going to have coverage on it really quickly. But they did not. So Atchison boots it away, and it will be Ottawa first and 10. Benedictine football tomorrow on K Radio, Ravens and the Pride. 1 o'clock for the kickoff, Wilcox Stadium. Or the K Radio pregame at about 12:45.
The Ravens and the Braves, they play some JV though, right? I feel like over the last few years they played JV maybe against each other. Benedictine and Ottawa.
Yeah.
But as far as actually Benedictine and Ottawa playing a varsity game, we're talking like early 2000s.
Oh, gosh, it's been a long time.
Right?
Yeah. And it was down here, as I recall. Quarterback is back to throw on a first down call for Ottawa, and he has cranked one up, and he's going deep, and it's picked off. Trey Carter at the interception at the edge of the 45, 50, 45, 40. He's just kind of loping now. He pitches it to Jeter, 40, 30. Jeter, 25 to the 22-yard line.
He's cramping up a little bit after that one.
That's probably what slowed him down, maybe, when the defender finally caught him.
What he did was kind of that little pony step where you kind of give that little stutter to try to see if you can maybe see an avenue. When he did that, I know that feeling, that calf just kind of locks up on you a little bit. And And, yeah, he'll slide out of bounds at the 22-yard line. The trainers come over, kind of stretch that calf out a little bit. But for Atchison, it was a big turnover, right?
If you've never had one of those muscle cramps in the leg, you are a fortunate person that I wish that you never have one.
And can I tell you, I always felt like the day after was worse.
Really?
Like, you wake up the next morning and your body feels that.
Well, he's over on the near side getting attended to. I mean, it is certainly not a devastating kind of an injury. You can see the trainers and a teammate over here helping him to stretch that out. Head coach Jim Smith has
and tell you
made his
problem.
Way over.
Once that thing starts,
yeah,
there's not a whole lot of getting around having it happen the rest of the evening.
Yeah, so he might, you know, they may let him walk back over to the far side, you know, limit his time for the balance of the evening. 3:29 to play in the
third quarter. Surprised the officials haven't decided to move him a couple feet over.
Isn't he far enough? I don't know what's the rule or regulation here, but he is 6-8 feet off the field, so I don't know. But anyway, it's going to be Atchison football. That was a nice interception taken by Trey Carter. And you got to like a guy who is smart enough to see he was about to get tackled, but his big teammate is sweeping around the outside. So that was a pretty little lateral.
Yeah, it was a little lateral, and it also probably helps that Trey, being a quarterback, kind of has that little option
pitch. He's given him that lateral before.
And once he lateraled it off to Jeter was able to pick up about another 10-12 yards. They're going to mark this thing down at the 22-yard line where Atchison will take over. For Ottawa, that was a tough possession in the sense of you were maybe starting to feel a little better about how things were going tonight, and then you go for broke, and that pass way too far out of the reach of his intended receiver. Trey did a nice job of catching that over the shoulder, and then, again, the subsequent return that he pitches it to Jeter, picks up a little more, and for Atchison, looking to punch one in here and really put the distance between them and Ottawa tonight.
Again, stick around after tonight's game. We'll see how much of the MSC High School Scoreboard Show we're going to be able to share with you because, again, a game that was not going to end particularly early is not moving at all along now. They're going to bring a little cart over to give Jeter a ride. I don't think it lets it ride back to our car now. We got to carry all of this stuff.
Well,
Jeter's going to get a bit of a lift.
The Hurricanes lead to fake Miami, 38-3.
Okay. So up by 35 points here. Where are we at in that game? Fourth?
4:29 left in the game, yeah.
Okay.
Bobby Witt hit another home run tonight.
He is a bright spot in the darkness.
Salvi hit a two-run home run. Kansas City leads Boston 13-0.
Well, they could spread some of those out. You know, a couple of extra here or there.
Yeah.
Okay. Coach Smith dashing across the field. And here we go. Atchison, first and 10 at the Ottawa 22, leading at 42-28. QB gives it over. Jayden's going to take it, and he's going to spin and twist and turn and just cannot escape the on-rushing defenders. And now, is he beginning to really begin to take effect?
Maybe the Ottawa player out there kind of walking on his heels, and what he's doing is trying to stretch his calves out as you walk back to the huddle. And now he's going to come off the field, and I have a feeling he's going to go straight to the ground and start working on those calves.
Second down, 10, Atchison still at the Ottawa 22. Quarterback is back, throws it over to the left side, and is going to be behind and off the outside hip of his intended receiver at the 15-yard line. Now third down.
That time, Atchison quickly tried to flare one off into the left flat, looking for J.Z. Kelly. The ball was in the air before he went into his break. As he turned around, the ball was on top of him quickly. Just couldn't quite haul it in. It'll bring up now, as you called it, 3rd and 10 for the Atchison offense. Under 3 minutes to play here in the third.
Trips right side, single receiver to the left. QB looks left, now turns right, gets it over to Zamar, and he is going to be hit and bounced short of the first down. When Zamar got hit, it was not by one or two. It was by three defenders almost simultaneously and unable to maintain that momentum and inertia moving forward. Atchison, 4th and 6.
Atchison starting this possession after the big interception by Trey Carter. Now they look at themselves as hopefully not stalling out a drive in the auto or inside the Ottawa 20.
Two to the left and one to the right. A wing also to the right side. Trey's back to throw. Looks left. Goes left into the end zone. It's tight coverage and a leaping effort. Is it caught? Yes, it is. Touchdown, Phoenix. What a catch again. Gus, that's the second time J.Z. Kelly has just outmanned his defender for a reception.
Yeah, that time J.Z. got to the spot quickly. He turned around, found the football, and said, watch this. The two of them jump, and J.Z. just jumps a little higher, uses those strong hands to rip the ball away from the defender. And with that, Atchison now leads by 20 with a PAT coming.
Usually when somebody says, watch this, it's going to be something not so
not
good.
Great.
But this is fantastic play. And Atchison up 20, as you say. One more PAT effort coming up here. Colton Bonnell getting a workout tonight. And that was blocked. I mean, that guy shot through there. There was no hope for that one. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at 2:08 to go in the third quarter. It's Atchison 48, Ottawa 28.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Well, the overall swing of the ball game has subsided somewhat, but Atchison continues to extend its lead up 20. 2:08 to go in the third quarter. Welcome back to Ottawa, Kansas, everybody. With Joseph in the studio, Gus Couch with me here in the mezzanine, the party porch, as I'm kick will dub it. Edson's going to be set to kick this thing away once again with Bonnell. Two steps, and then a short popped-up kick, fielded at the 37. Brought back across the 40 and down at the 42. That was the kick I thought we were going to see on the previous kickoff, but now I got a Cyclone player. Kind of down on the field a little bit. They're going to run out and give him a bit of a look. Lots of ball games going on around the area. Having some interesting ones. Looking forward to bringing you scores from those and recaps from all of them as well. And the Atchison defense on the field.
You thought play was slow already? As we kind of get into the late third quarter, still coming up on the fourth quarter, you're going to start to see some of these players cramp up a little bit. It's going to slow the game down a little bit more. And how about this? Walt brings his quarterback all the way over here to the near side with 10 seconds left on the play clock.
I don't know if they can get this one off in time. 4-3. Here we go. 2-1. They got a snap. Hand off left side. Submarine after the gain of 2. Running around the left side. And now we're having a little convo between players out on the field. A little chit-chat among the athletes as we go inside 2 minutes to play in the half. It is a second down 8.
At this point in the game, usually all you're doing is you're just asking, hey, how are summer workouts for you?
Yeah. Well, they're okay. They were delightful. We enjoyed every minute of that 5 a.m. stuff, right?
Yeah.
Nothing better get your day started about 5 a.m. Let's bring up a second down 8 now.
Some days it's
at
4, right?
4. Some days it's at 4. So you get up at 3.
Does the holiday change that? I don't
know.
No,
not a bit. Second down. Okay, the stick over there is at the 44, but the ball is nose up to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, it's close.
Quarterback stepping back as the ball gets snapped, takes a snap, rolls right, has the man wide open. It's going to be caught across 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Finally bumps that amount along the far sideline. That was a well-executed play in a big game.
Yeah, that time the quarterback just rolls out, finds a receiver wide open on the far sideline in the flat, able to swing it out there to him, pick up good yardage before he's bumped out of bounds, and they're going to take this thing all the way down to the 30-yard line. Hey, we have a final. Centralia holds on to beat Valley Heights 18-16.
We've still got almost a minute to go in the third quarter here. 48-28, Atchison in front of Ottawa. With the Cyclones again, moving to football. Quarterback is going to hand it off on a jet sweep. Tight end from the right side is going to go to the left, gets to the 30, turns the corner 25, and run out of bounds on a foot race. Where do they say he steps out of play? At the 20, right on the 20-yard line. That's a first down.
First. You know, the good thing is with this turf field is, wow, they're going to say second in inches. With the turf field, you don't have to worry about, are the lines straight?
Correct.
And you don't have to worry, did Denny Murphy do it? Because if he did, they're perfect.
Yeah.
If not, then we have to worry about who did it.
Well, these lines are pretty sharp, I'll say that. Second down, inches. QB's going to hand off. They go back to the middle of the field. Gain about five, six, down
ball's
seven,
loose.
And the ball pops out, and it's going to be back in the 15-yard line. But it is another Ottawa first down. Gorgeous moon. 2 days after the blue supermoon. It is going to be a first down. Cyclones at the 15. Half a minute to go in the third. Atchison right now by 20. Ottawa will spread one man to the wide side and two to the short. Put the wraparound handoff to the running back, and he gets zero.
That time he ran right into Levante McGowan. McGowan doing a great job coming up, making the hit on the play. As that time, running the ball into the middle was Dante Sylvie, and that is going to do it.
You bet. Third quarter has drawn to a close. We'll be back in Ottawa going to the fourth. It is Atchison 48 to Ottawa Cyclones 28.
Whether it's normal or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We go to the fourth quarter, 48-28. Will Atchison Gus in this quarter begin to show us some of the depth of its bench?
Yeah. All right, you find yourself up 20 points going into the fourth quarter. I also think you're going to find yourselves with a very vanilla offense. And Coach Alexander's out on the field. He's having a word with the officials. I don't know. There's something he's not thrilled with. So, for Ottawa, they're going to have a second and 10. The ball is going to be at the Atchison 15-yard line, just inside, actually.
Yeah, for Ottawa, they like to punch one in here really pretty quickly. You know, at least get themselves some hope of being able to do something good here in this fourth quarter. And again, we've seen these teams be able to score very quickly over the course of the game. Cyclones coming out from the near sideline. And now, again, you've got Coach Alexander. He's still working on the referee out here. Receivers trips to the short side. You don't see that alignment. And one man on an island very wide right. Handoff misdirection.
Oh.
Wow. The handoff into the middle and meeting the running back head on with a full head of steam for zero gain.
That it was Landon Bell with a big hit. Landon, 6'2", 255-pound junior, just took the running back and put him right on his back.
That was an impressive, impressive defensive play. And again, we have players, because I think, suffering with the heat.
What you don't understand is that running back has a 5-yard run at you. It's tough to grab him and stop his momentum and then drop him backwards. That's an impressive play for Atchison. So, for Ottawa, they're going to take this little bit of time, and it's going to bring up a third and 11. Coach Alexander is going to have some time to think about, you know, what he wants to do or what he's going to have for dinner or maybe who they'll get to play next week.
Well, you know, and speaking of which, I was going to reach in the old sack here and, you know, work on just a little bit of exactly that.
What's up? You want to know who Atchison plays?
Yeah, the Phoenix are going to be at the Sabres next week.
Yeah, they're going to play Sumner, and that game is going to be played at Schlegel. Next week, Ottawa's going to have a easy little road trip. They're going to go down the road to play Baldwin.
So for Atchison, they're starting the season with two road games, and in fact, they'll come home with Harmon and then go to Schlegel. So they will have three of their first four on the road this year. It's going to be a third down 11 call. Throwing to the right, Ottawa is going to be caught at the 5 and down to the 4-yard line. Hernandez with a touchdown saving tackle for AHS, but it's going to bring up a first and goal. Ottawa moving to football. Half a minute into the fourth quarter.
Aiden McCullough over here on the reception for Ottawa. Aiden, 6 foot, 390-pound sophomore.
Right now you've got Ottawa looking a little crisp right now. You know, they seem inspired or racing out over the football. Hand off, goes straight into the middle. We've seen him do it before. Hit across the line of scrimmage and lunging forward inside the one. And his second to go, less than a yard out.
Atchison looking to beef up that front. They're going to take out Carter and bring in Miles Greenlee.
10:50 to go in the ball game. Ottawa coming over to the near side and getting the play, bringing it back into the middle. Let's see, 5'10" senior quarterback Zeton Vink. Vink's going to walk up and he's going to go under center, taking himself, go into the end zone. Is he there? I thought he was. The official's looking at the ground and touchdown. Zink just took the ball, took the snap, and followed his big old center straight ahead into the end zone. 10:31 to go in the game. It is now 48-34. We're in the 80s. Here comes the PAT. It is down and up. And that thing has got plenty on it. It's good. We're taking a break in Ottawa. 10.5 to go in the game. Ottawa does not quit. It's Atchison 48, Cyclones 35.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg. To keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy, for your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Be back with you here in Ottawa, Kansas.
We're going to beat one game done.
Are we?
Man, I don't know. Maybe. There is one game that is just going into the fourth quarter. ACCHS leading Valley Falls 46-8 at the start of the fourth.
Well, it's 48-35 here. Again, we are at, 83 combined points so far in this one tonight. We got a long way to go. Kick goes away. And we're in and fielded at the 17. 25 to the 30, bouncing outside, running horizontally to the 35, to the 40, up to the 45-yard line. Very nice return for the Phoenix, and Atchison shows a little speed as Lance Norris gets that thing up to around midfield. AHS first and 10. Atchison in the white uniforms. We've got the Ottawa black uniforms out there, and looking in the backfield, we will see senior quarterback Trey Carter. back out to run his offense. They have a little chit-chat briefly and come up over to football. First down 10. Here's a straight-ahead run, and that's going to be Jaden Carter. He hurdles the defender at the 50-yard line, picks up about five more, and he's going to be at the first down marker. They're going to say, move the sticks, first and 10. Atchison's Brody Barnes, big tackle, had to go pick up his helmet. He was in the middle of a big collision, pushing back his opponent. With that helmet coming off, he has to exit the game for a play. First and 10, Atchison. That's a big run straight up the middle. And they're going to do the same thing, same way. And again, straight up the middle goes Jaden Carter.
And Trey's back there jumping up and down. He saw a little bit of an avenue that Jaden didn't. I'm sure he'll express to him what he saw.
He'll coach him along a little bit.
Jaden said, hey, I'm going to lower the shoulder pads, pick up 5 yards. We're going to keep this clock rolling and do what we do.
See, Jaden's got that dangerous combination of size and speed because he's a big guy, 6 foot tall, 205 pounds, but he's also got really quick feet and good acceleration.
He's kind of got that deceptive speed, right? I mean, like, with his size, you don't think he's that fast, and then all of a sudden he's kind of running away from you.
Second down, 5 call, and again, the handoff is going to go to Jaden. He'll slash to the right side, angle toward the far sideline, and the Atchison bench, and get inside the 35-yard line. Picking up about 4, we'll make it a third down, 1 call. And for Atchison, 3rd and 1, I think you like 3rd and 1.
Yeah.
Because that keeps the drive moving along, keeps the time clicking off as we're at 9:20 to play.
Yeah, 3rd and 1, all of a sudden you're going to utilize a little bit of that time on the play clock. You can sit here and actually watch it click down. We're under 20 seconds to play in the play clock. And Coach Smith still hasn't even sent in the play. Now, boom, they'll break the huddle with 10.
Running back to the right side of the quarterback on this 3rd down 1 call. And again, they're going to hand it off. Right side it goes, picking up a 1st down and a handful of yards to spare.
Boom. Okay, we've got multiple penalties on this play.
The ball was carried by Aiden Rebant, by the way, as so they get this thing all ironed out over there.
You get a penalty over there. But this official here on the near side threw one about a mile high at the end of the play. I don't know if he just saw a penalty early and just decided to throw his late.
They're going to get the penalty assessed against Atchison.
Okay, sideline warning against Ottawa. Because there was something on the sideline that he wasn't exactly thrilled with.
So Atchison's going to be back outside the 40-yard line, bringing up a 3rd down 10 with 8.5 to go in the ballgame. Leading here by some 13 points. Quarterback is back to throw. He's hit, and he's hit by the 3rd man, and down he goes. At the 50-yard line. Right there, as you saw, Trey Carter looking downfield. He had a receiver. He was waiting to have break open, but coverage was such as 1 or 2 guys, 3 guys around him, and there was just no chance for an escape. So Atchison now will have a 4th down and long. And something we've seen not much of this year, or this tonight, is punting, and back into the game. It's good to see Jeter Purdy. And that kick is away. Another nice kick. Hits it to 25, 20. Stays in play to the 15 and out of bounds to the 14-yard line.
We'll keep you up to speed on all the other games going on around the area. Sometimes I don't always understand the scores coming in. Here we go. Start of the 4th. ACCHS leads Valley Falls 46-8 at Guy Galley Field. Okay. Yep. At Guy Galley Field, Oskaloosa gets the win tonight. They knock off Moore Hill Mount Academy 14-8.
7:50 to go in this one. The Phoenix up by 13. Ottawa with the football. Quarterback gets hit just as he releases the ball, and they're going to call that incomplete. Looked like it got just kind of thrown as the quarterback was falling to the ground in the middle of the field.
The Atchison coaching staff saying, hey, where's the penalties there? is I didn't really see anybody around that football that could catch the ball.
Well,
the official said, well, he was going to throw it downfield, but your guy got a hold of him too quickly. And
yeah,
maybe.
Change the trajectory.
Exactly.
Of the throw.
You can't prove it one way or another.
7:46
to go.
Can't
prove and or disprove.
All receivers coming to the right side of the field for Ottawa. The quarterback will roll to the right. Now throw to the right and miss his intended receiver. That was kind of a tough pass. There was a defender in front of the ball, so he had to kind of get it lobbed up over him and enough, in order to get enough lift on it, the thing just carried out of the reach of his receiver. Clock stopped at 7:42 to go. Ottawa looking out at a third down 10. Back again at their own, 15-yard line. Got to get this thing up to around the 25.
Now, Ottawa throwing the ball as much as they are, it's a little dangerous just deep in your own territory, right? Because if you don't get it, you're going to have to punt from deep in your own territory, and then that's the whole snap, whole, you know, snap in the punt. But an interception right here would be brutal.
QB's back. Again, we'll throw this thing and just throw it away out of bounds. Caught by one of the Cyclone coaches along the near sideline. And it will force the punt. And with what very, very little breeze there is at his back, Atchison's going to get this thing, frankly, on the wrong side of midfield. 7.5 to go in the ball game. And Ottawa is going to be punting the ball away. Their kicker will be standing at his goal line. For Atchison, you're going to have Hernandez at the 40-yard line, and here's the advance of the kick. And they're going to kick this thing way out of bounds. It'll be interesting to see where they spot it out of play. Look at the angle, come in, and right there. I'm not sure where
you
right
know
there
they completely
is.
Made that off, Brian.
38-yard line. They really look serious. They look like they knew exactly where it goes out of bounds. And we begin to have another player with some leg cramps going on, those calf muscles, and this is an Ottawa player back around the 5-yard line. 7.5 to go in the ball game. Atchison to Brent, 48-35. Benedictine tomorrow here on Care Radio, 1 o'clock kickoff in Atchison, Kansas. Come on up, watch the ball game. Tune it in here on 93.7. Tell your friends coast to coast and around the world, KARFM.com. And click and listen live right there. Atchison's going to come out of this, Gus, and I think all in all, you're probably like, you're always happy to get a W. And I know if it was 7.5 to go, it's kind of early to project that, but have you felt at any juncture in this game, other than maybe after that opening kickoff, that the outcome was in any kind of doubt at all, really?
Even after that kickoff, I really wasn't that worried about it, right? Like, Atchison turned around and scored, a minute and 42 seconds later. But, yeah, I mean, for Ottawa, that's what they needed. They needed that big spark early on. And, honestly, I think that has probably kept this game as close as it has been.
It will bring up for Atchison first and 10. Meeting's going to be inside the 40-yard line. We'll call it first and 10 of the 38. Already in Ottawa territory to begin this series. QB is going to play action into the first two guys, keep it himself, and Carter's going to run straight ahead, 40, 35, 33-yard line. I understand Trey Carter is a great competitor, likes to carry the ball, wanting to get yardage for his team. I am not certain that midpoint of the fourth quarter is that I'm interested in having my quarterback carry the ball in the middle right now.
I don't disagree with that.
Here's a pass over to the right side. It's going to be complete as penalty marker sails. Samar Hernandez will make the catch well beyond the first down markers and near the 20-yard line, but this perhaps is coming back because it's going to be indeed a holding call against Atchison. So a nice throw over into the right flat is going to be wiped away. And
kind of sitting here, everybody's kind of throwing out some numbers of guys and what kind of nights.
Do you need a calculator? Do you think I get my abacus out of the car?
I just said that, you know, well, Gino's got touchdowns of 72, 43, 14, and 106-yard pick six. By the way, there's still 7 minutes left and in the ballgame.
Yeah, Eddie's back in the game.
Yeah.
Three to the left side for the Phoenix. It is going to make up a second down and about 13, 14 to go. Quarterback will keep it. Puts his hand out, follows the block around the left side, going inside the 40-yard line and down to the 39. So he'll regain that original line of scrimmage. Phoenix will have a third down at about 10. Crowd has been good tonight. Not been loud, but they've all hung in there on both sides. The visitors across the way from us. We are high here atop the home stands. Quarterback is back to throw. Fires one on the run. Oh, wow. What a play. Batting that thing. Lunging skyward and getting a handle on the ball. To slap it away for Ottawa. It is going to go incomplete. Wow. Zach Winter. He just absolutely sacrificed the body and launched himself and knocked that ball away. But he hadn't done that. It was going to be a big completion.
Now, Atchison looking at a 4th and 11. The ball at the 39. They're just going to leave the offense out for this play.
Yeah. Trey and Jaden talking it over in the backfield. 4th down call. Trey's back. Sets up a screen. Drops the ball. Loses it. It's on the ground. Picked back up. Ottawa. And it'll go back into Atchison territory inside the 40 down to the 35-yard line. Just lost the handle. It didn't happen sometimes.
Yeah, he dropped back to pass. The ball kind of shoots out the backside of his hand. He goes back to get it. But by that time, Ottawa had picked it up, and a great job by Atchison able to bring down the return. And that was Landon Bell who saved a possible touchdown on that return.
And if you're Ottawa, you know, hope springs eternal. I mean, you're looking at this clock. You got 6:06. You're only down 2 scores.
You strike quickly.
You got all the timeouts. And you're only down 13. That blocked PAT a minute ago. You're in the back of your mind. You're thinking, well, you know, I got a shot at this thing here in front of the home crowd. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Got a man open in the right flat, and it is going to be caught. 25-20. Cuts to the middle of the 15. Down the right side, down to the 10. Pushed out of the 7-yard line.
Got a final from Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS knocks off Valley Falls 44-16.
The reception by the 6'3" Aiden McCullough and some nice footwork on the run down the right side has Ottawa. First and goal. We're at the 7-yard line, 5:57 to go. Quickly, the quarterback will take the step, follows the big tackle on the right side, down to the 2.
That time, Jeter Purdy in on the stop for Atchison, also getting up a little slowly at the end of that play. You had the defensive end, Brody Barnes. Brody, 6'3", 270 pounds, sophomore.
Okay, the lead block on that, quarterback Zeton Vink, okay, gets his hand out, puts it on the shoulder of his tackle, Tommy Evans. Tommy's 6'2", 265. He's the guy you want to be behind, you know, when he leads you into that line. And now Coach Alexander's going to take his timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're down to 5.5 to go into ball game. Timeout on the field. Atchison, 48, Ottawa 35.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout. Going to make up a second down and goal. Handoff goes into the left side, pushing and driving and leaning, and it's going to be inside the 1. 3rd and goal, Ottawa. But now, Gus, look at that clock ticking.
Yeah, again, that time just starting to melt away. We're at 5:05 left here in the 4th quarter, and Ottawa trailing by 2 scores has to get this thing punched in quickly.
4 down territory, 3rd down and goal, 1 yard out, handoff running back, walks in a touch. Touchdown, Ottawa. We've got a 1-possession game. It is 48-41. in Ottawa with a PAT. This PAT is fat. This PAT huge. Andy. Ottawa kicker has been absolutely nails tonight. Navarro puts it on its way and puts it through. We got a timeout on the field, and we've got a football game. 4:54 to play. Atchison, 48, Ottawa, 42.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Conclusion of the ball game. We're going to be joining the scoreboard joke in progress, and we're getting closer to the end of this, but still 4:54 to go. It's going to take a little bit because we're going to have a thrilling finish here. It feels like the kick away by Ottawa, taken by the Phoenix at the 20-yard line. Across the field they go to the 25, all the way across to the 30. Little blocking over there to the 40, all the way back up to the 43-yard line. Nice return for Atchison, and say what, guys, the 1-2 punch of Lance Norris with that return and Zamar Hernandez, they have been a great duo for Atchison tonight.
Yeah, they really complement each other really well, and so the problem is a lot of the teams this season are going to struggle to decide, who do I kick that ball to? And I'm going to tell you by the end of the season, you're going to see the ball kicked to a lot of the upbacks because they don't want to allow either of those guys a shot to return that football.
For Atchison, very important to have a substantial time-consuming drive. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, and he'll duck into the middle of the 45, gets across midfield, down to the 49-yard line, exploding for about 8 yards on a first-down carry. That was a nice job by Trey Carter, who looked for a moment like he was going to pitch the ball and then pulled it back and cut into the middle, picking up those 8.
And this is something that in recent years you started to see teams practice a lot more, right? It used to be you only worked on the 2-minute drill. How you work on that 4 to 5 minute drill, which is you got to be able to pick up first downs, kill the clock, right? Know when to break the huddle, know when to get up over the football, know how to stay in bounds.
The 5 minute drill is what prevents the other team from needing a 2 minute drill.
Yeah.
Okay. If you can possess that ball, take the time off the clock, force them to use timeouts, whatever they got to do. Suddenly, their 2 minute drill is a moot point.
And for coaches, it's a great job of making sure that, yeah, it's not just run the football, pick up the first down, but it's you get to the sideline, stay in bounds. You break the huddle, don't snap that ball until the play clock gets under 5. Just some of those little points that you think a second here or there, does it add up? Well, it really does.
And particularly in the old days, you got the official back there, and he's waving his arms in the air, and he's counting down. No. Every field we go to tonight, beautiful scoreboards, electronic play, countdown clocks, you know, all of that. And Atchison's going to take no time off this clock. They're going to take it a half a minute off. Instead, they'll hand off into the right side of Jaden Carter. He will get the first down, making his way, needed two, got 2.5, making his way down to the 47-yard line. First to 10, Atchison in Ottawa territory at the 47. 4:20 to go. Clock stops as they advance the chains.
Let's see, Atchison could have run that thing down to about 3:50 they snapped the ball. That means they could have taken this clock all the way down to about 3:10.
Again,
all right, so there's about a minute more on the clock than needs to be.
Now, Atchison's taking a long look across. And, of course, if you're an Ottawa fan, it's just making it edgy because there's just nothing you can do. Unless you take a timeout. They've already used one of those. Little wraparound handoff, and it's going to go to Jaden Carter. Who, again, Jaden gets airborne a lot, and he tried to, again, hurdle a defender, but this time caught in midair, stopped after the gain of 5. But by being in the middle of the field, the clock runs.
Yeah, and right now, if you're Ottawa, You just keep staring at that clock going, hey, if that ball comes loose or if he gives you a shot, try to get that ball loose. I mean, you're kind of at last-ditch efforts right now if you're the Ottawa defense.
And again, the tremendous value, okay, of being able to run the football. 3:15 to go in the game and Atchison with single digits on the play clock. Back up to the line of scrimmage on the second down. Five QBs going to keep it himself. Cut to the right side, picking up a first down, spinning. Gets out the 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line. Moving the ball forward on a 13-yard gain. It is another Phoenix first down, and now we're at 3 minutes to go. At some point, Ottawa's going to have to decide if and when they're going to utilize a couple of timeouts remaining. And Atchison can't even imagine them thinking about throwing the football right now. And also, with that in mind, you notice that you got Jeter over there on the far side, but he's back to single cover over the top by that small corner. That matchup we saw earlier in the game. Do you go to him just have a salt away play? Nope, they're going to hand off in the middle, Jaden, and he's going to be upended for no gain.
But that was a great first down call, right? To turn the ball in the middle, it's as good as a kneel. And now, Walt's going to utilize a timeout.
We're going to take the break with the Cyclones. 2:27 to play. Going to be interested to see how this thing shakes out. It is Atchison 48, Ottawa 42.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
With 2 minutes and 27 seconds to go in the ball game in Ottawa, utilizing its second timeout of the second half. Atchison back out on the field with this offense, looking at a second down 10. They are at the Ottawa 30-yard line. Ottawa could have to be very aggressive, trying to rip and pull and tear that football away. Atchison looking to run the timeout on the clock. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. He will cut, make the late pitch, and it is going to be Jaden going to pick up about 8, and he will stay in bounds across the way near the numbers. And we're going to be down to around a minute and a half now.
Good job, though, by Jaden Carter to be field aware, right? As he got towards the sideline, he said, well, I don't need to be over here. Cut back towards the middle of the field. Picks up good yardage. They're going to actually give him 7, call it 3rd and 4. But now we are under 2 to play, 18 on the play clock.
Again, we're going to be about a minute and a half when they put this ball in play again. It's going to be a big third down call. Drew Atchison. Do you think you got to throw the ball here, or are you going to run it just like go to fourth down?
Run it 2 more times.
Here's a snap back, take it to the knee. Handoff is going to go to the running back, and he's going to be dropped after the gain of 2. It'll bring up a 4th down 3.
And now Ottawa will burn their final timeout with 95 seconds left.
They're going to hang on to it here, Joseph. This is a good timeout. I mean, it is your last timeout. No need in taking them home. You got to use them, and this is a good time to take it because now you're going to have an opportunity. If you can stop Atchison on this 4th down call, and
can I tell you though, last year this would have been a no-brainer. Kick the field goal, go up 9.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, probably not the option tonight.
I don't know that that's what you're thinking tonight.
So with that in mind, we probably should set the stage a little bit. The ball is at the 25-yard line. Got to get it down to around the 21. So we're going to call this a 4th down and a very full 4. At the 25-yard line, you're talking about a 42-yard field goal effort. That is probably out of the realm of likelihood. Again, Atchison moving into the light breeze, headed to the east from right to left. We'll see what Coach Smith has come up with here.
Can I tell you what I do? I'd probably throw it down here to JV in single coverage against the little receiver, or the little cornerback.
Here we go. 4th down call. Big play late in the game. QB's back. They go Jeter. He makes the catch, steps out of bounds. 1st down, Atchison. They're going to win it.
was the ice, okay? Iced this game away with that nice job by Jeter Purdy. Cut outside, made the catch, steps down, steps out of bounds.
Yep. He ran down the far sideline, drove his defender off, and then suddenly would come back. There's no defense for that play. There's no way to stop it, you know, from picking up 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, but you can hit a knee. Yeah, like you can hit a knee twice.
Yep. Clock has stopped. Of course, he did go out of bounds, picking up that first down. Look at starting with the play clock when the ball gets back into play.
They keep looking over, and Jim's saying, you guys can run this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Don't have to worry about the play clock
difference.
Here. It's not helping the game clock with a minute 32 to go. Now it'll start. Here's a feed into their middle, and little if any game, maybe one. Second down, 9, but we've got a minute 20 to go, and they're going to run this thing down to about 50 seconds to play before they snap it again.
Yeah, so anytime you get down to about 2.5 minutes or so, I start converting everything to hundreds, right? Like, so there's 120 seconds now. There's 69 seconds, and you do your math off of the 40-second play clock. I mean, you can really just kneel this thing after the snap.
1 minute to go in the game. Atchison coming away with this.
Honestly,
with a hard fought win.
If you hold up right here for a second after the snap and then hit the knee, the ball game's going to be over.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Yep. They run it down here. Atchison took a timeout.
They did because they did. They kind of messed up what they were doing. They're kind of trying to run out there, and then all of a sudden, Coach Smith looks up, and he's like, you got 2 on the play clock. Let's go ahead and utilize the timeout, make sure everybody's on the same page. You don't want to rush this snap right here.
Or you just take the penalty and do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, because you don't need a point. You don't need a first down. You just need that last 45 seconds to melt away, and it's going to do it. Whichever way you go about it, if you take the penalty, you're going to get the time to visit about it anyway. But
again, if you take this snap, try to stay up for 6 seconds before you hit your knee.
Yeah. Dance around, run a little bit, be elusive.
Take off running to the other end zone.
Well, I don't recommend that typically. But yeah, I got you. Okay. Still, one more player over there visiting with Coach. That's Jeter. What are you telling Jeter right now?
Good game.
Great game. Yeah. Well done.
Let's do more of that this year.
Second down for Atchison. They're inside the 20. And there we'll take the knee with 42 seconds. And then they're going to have to snap it.
Nope. The official didn't start the play clock yet. So, it's going to do it.
The crowd grumbles. It doesn't matter. Final score here tonight in Ottawa, Kansas. It's Atchison 48, Ottawa 42. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Are you worried about a new skin spot? Don't ignore the warning signs. Skin cancer is extremely common and can affect anyone. Regular screenings help catch problems early, improving treatment success. Join the surgical care experts at Amberwell Atchison for free skin cancer screenings on September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 800 Ravenhill Drive in Atchison. The screenings are open to everyone and no appointments are needed. Just walk in. Their caring team is dedicated to your well-being. Skin spots that could be cancerous or precancerous are worth getting checked out. For questions, call 913-367-6682.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack 2 melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
DQ presents...
The sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
We're in Ottawa, Kansas for tonight. The 2023 high school football season began on a high note for the Ashes and Phoenixes. They defeat Ottawa 48-42, a game Gus, it's a little bit of everything. If you like some great defense, you got it. If you like a lot of points, you got that. If you want to see spectacular plays, 100-plus yard touchdown plays, you got that too.
The only thing you didn't get tonight was a unicorn, right? We finished with 90 combined points tonight. Yeah, the scoring really slowed down in the second half as both teams kind of kept the ball in the middle of the field. And when it was all said and done, Atchison comes away with a nice heartfelt victory, 48-42. They'll move to 1-0 before next week. They'll jump into the Meadowlark League play.
Trey Carter, 5 touchdown passes and ran one in. Jeter Purdy, 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdown catches and 106-yard interception return. Just some of the highlights as the Phoenix are now 1-0. Tomorrow, it's Benedictine Football on K-Radio with a pregame at 12:45 and a kickoff at 1 o'clock. It'll be BC at Wilcox Stadium playing host to Clark University out of Dubuque, Iowa. Join us for the game. I want to thank Joseph. He's our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, spectacular, as always. For Gus Counts, with me here in Ottawa, Kansas, Tom Counts. Till tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.